for each piece of art, there are those who appreciate that art. Portraits and sculptures have their collectors and admirers. Symphonies and operas have long had their audience. However, one of the most neglected forms of art is that of the epic dungeon, and the delvers that appreciate it from within. But not all forms of art survive to our modern times. This is where reenactors and role players come into the picture. The dungeon, Dragon's Dell, an epic lair filled to the brim with treasure, as well as the deadly monsters and mechanisms that guard it, painstakingly designed one day at a time by the legendary dungeoneer Monty Cook through dungeonaday.com. The reenactors, the Yorkton Gamer Guild, a crude group of companions tackling the maturest of subjects in the most immature ways. I personally don't think this will end well, but nevertheless, it may be entertaining. The Yorkton Gamer Guild, in association with RPGMP3.com, presents Dragon's Dell.
It actually is under Alchemy, Scott.
Since an alchemist may know any number of formula.
Yes.
Speaking of which, we got you a present last week. An alchemist begins play with 2 first level formula of his choice, plus a number of additional formula equal to his intelligence modifier. It's 5, but even so, you got 3 more to pick.
Oh, thank you.
And
you can only prepare 2 of them.
We have more presents.
And what are you talking about? Presents.
We got him that.
Where did you see? Where did you see that?
It was under Alchemy there, sorry.
Did we?
Oh, okay.
You got him what now?
We got that flask of Alchemy fire we put away for his character.
Oh.
Also, did I lose a piece of my dice?
Have 100 gold.
Yeah, you got it on the 480. So I have 99 gold, but you have 99?
99, yeah.
Why do you spend $1 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
In price.
Anybody have a
flask? In theory, you have 1 free reroll. Because you haven't used it yet.
Your piece of thing went on the ground somewhere. I didn't see where it went.
It's not reflective enough, apparently.
What are you looking for?
I dropped a piece of my dice boot.
On the floor. Carpet.
Check under the couch. And it bounced back. I don't see anything.
What does it look like?
It's
clear.
Small,
clear plastic.
Can you bring my sheet on there somewhere?
Yeah, your sheet's in here.
What size piece is it?
The smallest one. The one at the end.
Oh. Stand up, see if it's not clogged to the couch somewhere.
Oh! Yay! Paul the hero!
He's crawled right out of there.
So who do we need not need not here? I guess this is you, right? Who's this?
That's
this
me, I guess.
Okay, so you need this. I can use this to the side. Or you can use it.
Oh, you brought your own. That was what I was last time. I could be him, too.
I didn't care. We just brought... Somebody told me to bring the figs that I knew what everybody was. So I checked it out.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, so, stuff.
Stuff and things.
Is this everybody?
Yes, everybody tonight. Because you said, what's his name, is it coming? Vince isn't coming tonight, and Glenn is...
Right.
Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Now we are on page... So, what page are we on? 25 or 26?
There is no pages, it's a website. What number are we on?
You guys were resting in 25, but you've gone up to 27.
Oh, something to do.
Hey, actually, it's kind of convenient. We can just flip it right off the end of the table now.
That's true. So,
done.
You guys have decided to rest tonight after most of the healing was tapped, and Mike was a bloody pulp.
After Mike said to find a trap, since we don't have a trap finder anymore.
No, that was when the trap finder basically went, I can't help these guys. They're beyond help. I'm leaving.
I'm going to retcon and say he left before I found the trap. That's why I can blame it on him now.
Mike, what was your max hit points?
I don't know. Curse has my character sheet. 10, I think.
For some reason, they aren't on my sheet.
I believe my maximum's 10. It's
not
10,
did
it's
I,
11.
When last time I was there, we killed those guys, and I had claimed one of the falchions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I can add that
yes,
to my...
Yes, yes. There was... One was minus, I believe, correct?
Yep.
One was set off to the side on the master blue sheet.
There you go.
Oh, right. I wrote down that awesome evil to good thing. Yes, my max hit points is 10. I'm currently at 6. If you keep track of that as well.
I keep track of your max and your current.
Yeah, so current is 6. Maximum is 10.
Oh, I mean, you.
And that's not counting rest from the night.
Yes.
Which will be one extra hit point.
Should I go to my card?
Hmm?
Need to grab my dice.
Oh. Feel free.
Okay. Have extras. If you, yeah,
okay. If you don't want to run to your card.
Rather not.
Actually, I think I might have extras here too.
I don't really need anything. I need like a D8 and that's it.
Pretty much. Well, and the occasional
D4. It's 2D4, isn't it?
Yep. 2D4 plus strength like, and a half.
I don't need very many.
I don't use D8s for anything, so.
I use D8s.
You want gold or black?
Okay.
Or both.
He wants some flame, pink, and purple.
And D20 in case you need it.
Alright. So, in that particular case, the Pathfinder, should it basically just bestow that ability upon someone, and they have to now start taking ranks in it? Should do is it? There is a rogue NPC that could easily turn into the party trap finder.
I wasn't sure what we were doing. We were defaulting back to the original suggestion we planned.
Well, the original suggestion we still quite hadn't figured it out because it was dependent upon things. It was more so if someone doesn't take a rogue, we figure it out. However, someone did take a rogue at the time.
Okay, I think I brought it. Thank
so,
you.
Now what opinion are we on the matter?
So what are we trying to figure out now?
Whether somebody should take a level of rogue?
I won't even make you take a level of rogue if your class is equivalent enough. Like, basically, I think either you or the Inquisitor, your classes are similar enough to a rogue that I could see you guys gain trap-finding ability and allow you to have disabled device as a class skill. And then you would just function and be able to find traps and disarm them.
Who has the higher int mod? It makes it easier for getting skill points so that they can dump the one extra skill point into disabled device.
Scott, in theory, has the higher int mod.
The Inquisitor is human, though, isn't he?
The Inquisitor is human.
So if it's a difference of 1 point of int mod, what did the Inquisitor use his favorite class bonus on? No, it's.
We should give it to you, actually.
Why?
Well, see,
because I found
your
life last time.
By the way, laugh before your eyes, you're like, I gotta get better.
I already have disabled
device. I can't do that again.
You have disabled as a class skill, and you take a rink in? Done.
You done. Make you the trap finder. You can find traps now, you're a pro.
Because you know, I already have it, this argument that I'm like, oh,
see,
I
thought that was incredibly stupid because they still. I don't know if they intend to do it or not, but rogues are still the only people who can find disarm magical traps. And I think that's right at the
traps. I can find, anybody can find regular traps. Disarm them, not so much.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well, but even then, I think there's still that DC cap. Regular traps below 20.
I don't believe, not as long
that
as
was 3.5 writing. That was 3.5 writing. I don't know if they changed it or not.
I thought when it mentioned it in here, the only limitation is that you can't find
but
magical
even so,
traps.
I think that's something that's completely down the alchemist's alley.
Oh, yeah. Even the Inquisitor.
I think it's silly that they didn't give them trap finding.
The Inquisitor is supposed to be this, like, roguish type character. The only thing is they're not sneak attacking. Well, like, think of it as more...
I can see the Inquisitor not having it. I can't see the Alchemist.
It is silly.
So, that being done...
Congratulations.
The Alchemist returns.
Is no one sleeping here?
What?
Is your wife home?
No.
She
only comes home on weekends, because she's taking her master's in Saskatoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
What field? What field?
Psychology. Trying to become a psychologist.
Isn't it sick that she needs a doctorate basically to set up her own practice?
Well, she's going to get just her master's.
Oh, okay.
But it's still a process. Like she has to do her she's doing her internship this year, and then next year she has to do a full year of supervised. So she either has to pay a psychologist to supervise her, mm-hmm. or she has to find like a business that'll pay for it, supervisor to supervisor. So she has to do a full year of that. Then she has to write a test to become a member of the College of Psychologists, which is like a great
human.
It's, like, it's kind of like the bar exam.
Yeah,
it's like, but once you get to that point where like you actually at the point, it's like, okay, so all I have to do now is supervise other people that are getting good, and I just have to sit there.
Well, I think kind of her plan is we're like just work for like a school district or something like that.
It's like flight instructor.
Eventually, open up her own practice.
As soon as you get them flying, my brother in law is sitting in the passenger seat for a couple
and
hours.
And you look around and realize that you could do. There's nothing. So little.
Okay, well, now we're landing. Don't crash.
He got the best job you can get with a bachelor's.
Okay, now land.
He's a parole officer.
Pretty much.
Well, my wife.
He works at the Winnipeg Penitentiary.
That's funny.
And he's a parole officer. And that's
my wife got her psych degree, and she became a prison guard.
Corbett's.
Because that's, honestly, he said having a psych degree, really easy to get in there, it's government pay, good job. Him and my sister live in Winnipeg anyway, so.
Right now, she's actually, my wife's actually doing her internship at RPC, the Regional Psych Center, which is the federal prison for crazy people.
Federal prison for very eloquently
put. Canadian Bellevue.
Yeah.
Is, I believe, one of the terms.
Missed them out.
I'm like, maybe.
He's trying to make sure. If he was smart, he'd use his own driveway to walk.
It doesn't work. It's not big. It's not wide enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, going about your resting habits.
I'll take first watch.
Keep in mind, you are in a room with three secret doors.
And we've got this one closed. This one only opens from the other side.
Did it?
Yeah, this is one we have to push open, but it had a handle on the other side.
Okay.
Wasn't it? Or the handle on the inside.
Hey, Mr. Disabled Device, want to disable the door?
Huh?
Which one?
All of them.
This one specifically.
I need a check on that one. I think they were all secret doors.
They were.
No, you told us that the other side of that was...
Was the other side of that?
Which I thought was really incongruous because the angels had like... Or the baby angels or whatever the fuck they were had scratched the shit out of the door. Oh, you missed that. That was fun. Little baby...
Demon things?
Yeah.
Well, babies.
Well, babies. And they...
The spirit, basically the evil spirits that result from...
He let me go out of order for some reason, like he thought it was my initiative. Swung up, crit, splash. It was good.
Alright, I'll try to disable the door. Nope. That won't be great. 12.
Alright, you think you've disabled the door.
Alright. I disabled the door, guys.
Right on.
It's good to go.
I trust him.
Yeah. Well, I suppose in theory I probably should roll that secret, shouldn't I?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I think that door is able to speak is because the Darklings know that there's a door there.
They knew the door was there, but they couldn't get through it. So.
Yeah.
But no, because you specifically said, I stayed in the room, you guys went outside to see if you could get back through this door, and you're like, oh, from the other side, it's a regular door. You just handle, go.
No, it could have been just a handle.
That's what you said. I remember that because I thought it was really weird that it's like,
everybody
so our side it's a secret door, and their side it's there's a handle and everything. Was there a knocker in the shape of a lion turtle?
It's not a handle pulled to the room because it opens up into your room. It opens up into your room.
So,
Sokka's master?
The knocker is
lion. Oh, no, wait, no. You guys push into that room.
There's a lot in that.
Was it supposed to be the other way around?
It's not very clear on it either way.
I'm guessing the handle would be on the inside.
The simple fact is that they know the door is there. Therefore, there must be some hint that it's a door.
Anyone
want to
punch?
Yes, I want to try.
But anyway, it's not particularly important for all intents and purposes. Really.
I'll try to.
Should I try to disable this door too?
That's what we're going through.
We haven't gone through that door yet.
Going in there?
My concern is, if we want to go through that door, if you botch your disable, it's possible that you disable it permanently. So, I'd rather just leave that door alone for the moment.
As far as we know, we can get to this side door.
Right. We don't know how to get there yet.
We don't know, but
what?
We can, probably.
What door? You guys have been through that door. That one there?
That goes to the trap.
That goes to the trap.
Which is no longer a trap.
It's just now a room with spikes on the floor.
I disabled the trap.
With your face.
I saw you.
It was an effective strategy.
Oh, wow.
It's way too sweet.
It's amazing.
Sounds like something you need to try. Sweeties.
That's way too sweet for me.
It's right on my threshold.
Really? It's way too
sweet. If it was any sweeter, and if it didn't have...
Well, I just want those things, you can't eat a lot of them. Like, that's about the max amount of fudge I can eat in a day.
I love fudge.
I love fudge too, but...
You a fudge packer, Paul?
Yes, I'm a fudge packer.
I like in Moose... before me.
I like in Moose Jaw, they have a place called the Fudge Factory.
That's awesome.
It's called...
Is it a gay bar?
No, it's a place that sells fudge, and I'm like... I went to high school right near there at Carriport, and we were always like... Yeah, when I graduate, I'm going to become a fudge packer at the Fudge Factory.
It's kind of like the...
For years.
It's kind of like the Medias Balls in New York or whatever it was.
I had a couple of cousins
who went to Carriport. When Curtis ran inspectors, were you there?
Did they get married then?
I don't know.
Probably.
Bridal crest.
I went to CBC, Covenant Bible College. Everybody called it Covenant Bridal College. Because if you're Christian, you're either a bad Christian like me, or you're one of those idiots who thinks you're supposed to stay a virgin until you're married. No offense.
Not taken.
Don't play Paul.
Where were all these people you were supposed to bring, Paul?
No, there's the person supposed to show up.
I was going to joke about that earlier, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that game's night. Wait. Huh? I don't think Scott wants us inviting random people to his house.
So I invited all these hookers.
Wow. Hey, white side of town. Your white side of town on the weekend. It's not like, no concerns.
All right, so.
Lungs are gone by Friday.
We've gone through.
I don't know. I gave Scott his rumors, so I don't know if any of you guys want to share them at all. Or...
I didn't even look at him.
Oh, by
apparently
the way.
I heard that I should pick up milk and bread and that's not the right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's like you have like no intelligence modifier, right? So you just got like one.
Yeah.
We're looking for some carpets. And a demon goddess. And some crab people.
And I know the word that triggers every secret door in this dungeon.
That's wrong.
But some of them have gone bad, I think, because it didn't work on the first one.
Apparently there's a secret evil cult that holds sway over much of the populace of Brindenford. And a secret unspeakable ritual takes place in the hidden catacombs beneath its streets.
Imagine if Whiny actually came true.
That would have been interesting for you guys to know before you talked to all the townsfolk.
I wonder if they're evil cult.
I also heard somewhere that apparently the party's going to become evil if we keep using that altar.
An altar where you sacrifice living things and bleed them to death? Evil?
I heard about that.
I know.
That's totally neutral. It's all about gain for yourself.
Die in the name of neutrality!
It's already dead. We're just, using the last little bits of it. Just before it's toast.
Strictly speaking, it only works if the thing is alive.
We're snuffing up the last little bit of life. It's pretty much dead.
There's also sacrifice an altar to evil as
beast lord god. I don't know, it's to an evil beast lord.
Yeah, they kind of said that.
Huh?
How many good beast lords have you ever heard of?
I am the beast lord god of war.
Want some iced tea?
You never know.
Deep within Dragon's Dell lies a training dojo built by Master Mwayan. In his exile from his own far-off homeland, anyone finding it still to this day learn otherwise forbidden fighting styles.
I heard about that guy.
Hey,
he says I haven't.
Maybe that's why I'm here. Zen Archer, right? That's gotta be forbidden. Monks don't shoot arrows.
If I find that dojo, I can stop being gay.
currently,
right now,
I'm on a quest to stop myself from becoming gay. That's the idea.
Step one: stop sucking so much dick.
No, I'm not gay yet.
So that sleepover at the Sage's house.
Hey, I was just taking the invite.
Well, this is kind of interesting. This is a rumor. There's only so far that a human can travel in Dragon's Dell before they die. Only inhuman creatures can reach the bottom. Good thing I'm a half-orc!
Thank God for being an elf! Whee!
Me and Paul want to stay up where the healing's good, and we're alive.
Alright, where the healing's good?
Well, he can heal you. But not when you're down below the fucking... wherever the hell you are. Go be non-human somewhere else.
think he's trying to recruit me to the Ku Klux Klan? I don't know.
It sounds like he's inherited Glenn's curse.
Alright, so, what are you guys' resting conditions?
I will take watch.
All night?
I'm going to sleep all night.
All night?
Yep. My scorpion will take
I'm doing pretty good.
One watch.
We've got secret doors that nothing has found as far as we can tell recently.
It's my eyesight.
Okay. So you have, like, how long your watches? 2 hours? 3 hours?
Zero. By the look of things,
3 hours is the sound.
Me and Scott are the ones taking watch.
No. You and Scott and his scorpion.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I don't really find it.
There's at one point the scorpion is like, oh no, something's coming. Click, click, click.
Snooze. You're gonna hit Morse code. You hit the tail, you're hosed.
Roll the hit. Natural one. You hit it. Really? On a natural one? Oh, you sure do. Your arm's getting cold.
Oh.
Which arm did I swipe at it with?
Alright, so that's it for watches. Any particular things doing for healing wise? Aside from
don't want to get up.
Aside from Mike.
Am I the only one who's taken damage?
No, there's
I'm at full.
Am I at full?
No, you're at three down. I
assume because you had gone back to town and rested, so
you would have been in town resting.
Yeah,
you should start.
So I'll be at full.
I'll roll a heal check for this jump. That's more than a 15 because I rolled a 15. Awesome. Roll double or heal double. Want to roll a heal check for me, Paul?
No.
That looks like a 6.
Not a 15.
Five. Oh, okay.
No, it has to be a 15.
It has to hit DC 15.
I will roll.
Actually, I'm at 14 because it's a 9.
Untrained.
Add your wisdom on.
In theory, I would have preferred one roll and aid another. But...
Well, you can do that and aid me.
Aid another. Go, go.
Because in theory, one attempt takes like 4 hours. Or longer, even.
Okay, so how about this, Curtis? He aids me, and we make it.
Okay, that's fine.
Fantastic.
So, at the end of the rest, we have Curse at 12, Scott and Paul at full, and Mike at 6.
I haven't been hit yet.
You do that very well.
But you have been hit on.
I know exactly.
Who had the last watch? Did the scorpion have the last watch?
Sure.
This is the cycle of that.
Flag, don't go back.
Okay.
You'll wake me up first.
What is the perception modifier of the scorpion?
I have fucking no idea.
What's your perception modifier?
Hold on. Watch. Well, it'll be...
It'll be his perception modifier, won't it?
It should be very close or similar. It should have equal skill ranks to all skills he has.
Most familiar.
Do you have the alertness feat when you're close to your familiar, like wizards?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, in any event, 4 is enough.
Oh, this is the wrong book.
Scorpion. During the scorpion's watch, it starts hearing some familiar clawing sounds from the secret door to the north.
Other one.
I have arrows on the map. I prepare for these things.
I know.
Scorpion, terrorized.
I get to crit more babies!
Is that enough to wake you up? Or?
It can wake me up. Because we're in tight little.
Does it wake you up?
Yes.
Okay. You also hear some scratching at the doors to the north.
And now wake up the tank, obviously, to come check it out.
Yay! I get to crit more babies! I start putting on my armor. I'm all happy. It's gonna be a good day, man. Oh, yeah. Want to get that belt at the back?
Baby bashing.
Alright, thanks. This is gonna be fun on the butt.
Just you two?
I don't know what it is yet. I'll let them continue the rest.
Okay. I can take care of these things. They're easy.
If it opens up, we can fight them. When we're fully rested, then we go in.
By the sounds of things, it doesn't seem to be opening the door. It's just scratching at it.
How many would I guess by the noises?
Make a intelligence check?
Scratching.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Oh! 14.
I got 17.
It's much reduced from the original time you heard and listened at the door. You think it's maybe just one or two.
Oh, these guys are easy. I'll take him out. Lickety split.
Okay.
I open the door.
It's disabled.
That's the best line drop ever.
I'm disabled.
You open the door and it's locked.
Or maybe it's not disabled and it's not locked.
It doesn't open very easily. Do you maybe try and push it a little stronger than usual?
Yeah, I put my shoulder into it.
Strength check.
All right. 15 or 14?
Yeah, you open that door easily enough.
Apparently my disabled device too. It wasn't very good.
DC 12.
But in my head, I'm sleeping. I thought it was really good.
He's like, man, that door fucking locks all.
I can sleep
so well knowing that it's the funny part. You wake up, the door's wide open.
Stick that. What?
Where do you want it? Just anywhere?
Yeah, try the door.
Initiatives from the three of you, please. Or two of you. Yeah. Monster is the third one.
One? Plus? Dude, we have like plus 10 initiative modifiers
at
the party. You're gonna be
I'm going at 8.
8 for Roger, Rager, Caden.
Yeah. I rolled a 1.
Okay, Roger, Rager, Roger, Rager, Caden.
Caden. And what's yours?
27.
I think you rolled a little higher than you did.
He got high. I got low.
What was yours?
I rolled a 1. I'm going on an 8.
That's my base.
I can't go slower than an 11.
Okay. I need to update these guys' initiative modifiers to Pathfinder because they're horribly under-modified compared to you guys. That being said,
I only have a 2.
Don't forget.
Blue traits and stuff to get faster, though.
Traits that you never used to have before.
I have dex.
Yeah.
No, you told me dex traits before. They weren't as powerful, but, you know. They weren't core. I know you're waiting for that.
Yeah, well, even these ones are technically not core. But more so, weren't anywhere near... They usually had a drawback to their benefit. Yeah. These ones are just straight benefits.
I thought it was like...
Hit my
foot. But yeah. Like, I got 7 more initiative from traits and shit. And I think I moved initiative somewhere, don't I?
Around!
My fingers, my nails are around. Okay, so, starting with guess. You see the demon baby flapping, scratching at the door. Soon to scratch at Rager's face if you can.
Minus 2, it's an attack.
Darn it.
We'll save DC 14 if I'm not.
I know, but I keep reaching for my Paizo die.
His big purple die that can't go in the boot.
Oh, okay.
That kind of goes. Oh. Or to demonstrate where you guys can actually see.
No.
Yeah.
It's a 10.
Alright, so that's 8 rounds.
They failed at saving.
Right on. 7, I think it is.
7?
Yeah, it shouldn't last that long.
It won't be a lot.
That was AC, right?
No, to its attack.
To its attack? Okay.
I don't want him to hit. Or try it. Leeson.
Do you have light up?
I would have before I opened the door.
Oh, well, that's right. Okay. In theory, though, who's casting light when the scorpion's taking watch?
Oh!
But that being said, you guys were woken up. You would have a chance to gaslight.
Also,
I knew there was a reason I wanted to check march orders. That's because you guys cast light, which only lasts 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, but I can cast it an unlimited number.
Yes,
today.
But when you're sleeping, it's in any event, it doesn't matter.
It's only lasts 10 minutes.
Yep,
10 minutes per cast level.
But unlimited.
Yeah, I mean unlimited is not wrong. Okay, so its turn. It's very, very, very pitiful.
Again. It's going to be negatives to hit this time. Like, bigger negatives.
It babbles about babies crawling out of their cribs and slamming people as it tries to
babies
walk.
Babies crawling out of wells.
Yes.
Oh!
Nope. Barely. It looks like it's about to hit you, and then you go back an inch.
Yeah.
And Ranger's turn.
Go back to bed! Whack!
Ranger has turned from a Canadian accent to a Scottish accent.
I was like, where'd the Scottish come from?
I'm really awesome.
Yep.
17 plus 6 is
good.
I hit it.
Yep. You're probably going to kill it. What do you do to DR?
7 damage.
You kill it. Well, yeah.
I sent it back to bed. I examine the room. Or are we still in initiative?
Nope.
I examine the room. Make sure there's no more of them. Knock over
Can
stuff.
Can I use, like, detect magic?
See anything? No, not particularly.
Can I use an intelligence check to see, figure out how this baby came back here?
Yes, yes you may.
Through the trap room.
I don't know.
You recall that when you came upon this door, it was open. And that door on the other side of the trap room was more so a couple boards attached to a hinge.
Can I see this board from where I am?
From where you are, you can no. You can barely see down the hallway.
I don't know
that, that room there connects to there.
I know. I want to know if we should be checking. Just look at the boards.
Well, these things are easy enough to kill.
Okay. Yeah, you don't particularly detect anything magical along the hallway or the trap room or so
just
far.
Just look. In front of me.
We take a stroll at night towards the deadly trap.
Are you wearing your sunglasses?
Deal with it.
I was thinking sunglasses at night.
I know.
Sure.
Yeah.
We just look
at as you guys, it does appear that the other door, there's enough holes in it, or otherwise it would easily be pushed aside by one of these creatures.
Okay. Then go back.
Yeah, go back. Close the door again.
Okay. And the rest of your, sleep goes on without any particular event. Spells repaired.
Cure light.
Two cure lights.
I prepare smash stuff.
Hulk.
I mix up a couple extracts.
Which extracts?
Cure light and bomber's eye.
All right. Can you decide on the other ones yet? Or?
Yeah. I got negate aroma.
Ooh.
Enlarge person. And comprehend languages.
Nice.
You will.
And I mix up my mutagen for the day also.
Doesn't your old one just stay basically? Oh, mm-hmm. You have a mutagen for the day. Do you have to choose what stat it is now?
Or if I have the old one, it's still.
Up to you. Whichever one you want.
Well, it's going to be this. I think this strength int.
Plus 4 strength.
Plus 4 strength, minus 2 intelligence?
Yeah.
Well, it's negative 2 to any stat he wants.
No, they correspond to the stat.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, so strength goes to int, dex goes to wisdom, con goes to charisma.
Which is quite fitting with superheroes, actually. Because the Flash is not the most wisest, but one of the most dexterous superheroes. And the strong ones are not generally the most intelligent. And
where does Superman fit into this?
I was thinking, where does Batman fit into this? Because he's got high intelligence and high strength.
And for a human.
For a human is the key point.
For a human?
He probably still wouldn't be above 18 in the D&D world.
It's falling. It's falling. Good. That's a new trap.
Disable device, hurry.
Where's my tape gone? Scott, do you want to catch that there?
Where
is my tape gone?
What's the stand?
Good catch.
Hey, Scott, you want to catch that? Whack.
What?
My bad.
For those of you who are listening to this podcast at home,
this part is probably going to be cut out for interference because I can't.
We apologize for the interference due to the.
This one probably isn't the best for.
Do you think the stink attack would work better?
Yes.
He comes prepared.
Or
this is me.
Or I have. Hold on a second. I have like some tacks.
That's coming down.
Well, it's moving, so I'm just going to keep tearing at the tape.
Oh, it's up to you. If you're okay with poking walls in your ceiling.
Poking walls in your ceiling?
Yes.
It's an interesting concept.
Hey, you already poked a wall into the ceiling over there.
And here?
Did you really just get it?
Yes, I'm sorry, I wasn't even thinking.
Paul's like, what? Why would you poke walls in your ceiling? I don't get... I do that all the time.
No,
I can't see you really carrying the...
So you made a mistake with the word, and then you guys put one there.
That stays. Oh, well.
I try to put it through the strings.
Yeah.
I think that's good for now. It's staying. It's holding.
It's good enough for now, at least. in the future, we'll probably try and stick to switch to sticky tack and see how well that works. I'm keeping it up there. All right, so, yes.
You can always put one of those hooks. Screw a hook into the ceiling.
That's true.
Or you're just tied up to that.
Why is there just some random hook right in the middle of the living
room? We were going to put plants there.
Just a great big dangling plant in the middle.
Right in front of the TV. We're going to put a spider plant there. Originally, it was a good idea, but not anymore.
All right.
Good idea at the time.
So, yes. The day
begins anew.
Are you guys continuing on to the dungeon?
Are you exploring elsewhere?
Where else would we go?
We're going to go south.
You guys have tons of options.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
There's back...
The
second choice, we could go up the stairs... In this area?
No. He said, the way he worded it, so you got to continue exploring in the dungeon and you got to go elsewhere. I'm thinking, like, where else are we going to go?
I said, are you going to continue forward or elsewhere?
Let's go south.
Why don't we continue going north now that the trap room is disabled?
I'd rather go south.
But the room's not a threat anymore. We can totally go through.
I'm thinking, actually,
there might be some
we
more
go north to see why these things keep on coming at us.
Well, I don't know.
And, well, they just keep coming at us.
Yeah, I killed one last night, by the way.
More to the point, did you close the door afterwards?
Yeah, he did say that.
Okay.
There's a little baby spawning pool back there.
Yeah. I asked you that question, which means you could totally say, now I do, but... Well, mostly it's there because it would be kind of funny if they got to infiltrate the entire dungeon.
Oh, God. So let's go down that way.
Every fight has a well baby in it. Dibs on the well baby. Why are they ignoring the goblins? Beating up on that poor defenseless child. Is fun! Whee!
And then you hit the well baby that was spawned by the role player, which had all 18s in the stats. But he didn't want it because he needed to weakness his character.
Ow! Stop that! I'm making an entrance speech. I have a high intent. High intelligence, my ass.
Still only had a D4 hit die.
Nothing has a D4 hit die in Pathfinder.
I know.
Okay, anyway. So, north?
Yeah, do it to it.
I want to go south.
Saying yes to that question does not answer which direction.
So you want to go to, like, check out the...
I vote north.
I want to see why they're coming at us.
I wasn't around, so I don't actually know if this thing is disabled or just reset and we stand in there and go...
It's fair enough to figure out... Well, you have no idea what will actually happen, but currently... when you looked into the room the first time, there was stone floor in the bottom, spikes on the wall. On its last turn... It didn't reset to stone on the floor. There's spikes on the floor now. Because it stayed rotated on one side.
Yeah. As soon as it started rotating...
Not across the room.
Fully rotated?
As soon as it started to try to rotate back...
So when we walk past it, we're going to fall into the spikes.
No. I mean, the spikes are on the floor. Presuming you're moving 5 feet a turn, you easily make your way through without any particular harm.
Okay.
It's like... I mean, they're big spikes, right? You can kind of... It's like moving through caltrops, basically.
I'm a bigger fan of going south and away from the trap.
I go north, towards the well babies.
I'm pretty sure that he disabled the trap.
When the roof started to rotate back in the way and then started...
In any case, I'm willing to let him go first. And see.
So how's your spleen doing?
Still in the right spot.
We'll let him go first, anyway. Let's go north and figure out...
Are you willing to gamble your spleen?
I think he's proven he's willing to gamble.
What kind of
and other body parts?
Alright,
spine, brain, heart, liver. Both internal organs.
What kind of question was that? Are you willing to gamble your... Were you here last week?
This was before it was disabled. He was willing to gamble.
Yes, now it's disabled.
Actually, my familiar has better perception than I do.
Does it?
Because it has trained perception, and I don't.
Oh. I say.
I have to read up on familiars.
They must not work like the old familiars.
I have to read up on familiars. They've always been a weird thing. I'm not 100% happy that the witch has to have a familiar, because honestly, they're more of a hassle than anything, but the familiar is a spellbook for the witch, so...
I'm just using it as...
Yeah. Personally,
just using that tone.
I'm just using it to keep watch. That's all.
Yeah.
It's like an alarm spell, but not
a toad. I don't know why I keep thinking toad. Toad was the ultimate familiar back in 3.5.
So, 3 hit points.
Con.
No.
Sorry, 3.0.
A Toad. 3.0 con was con, which was amazing.
Yeah. And then they, it still wouldn't be broken.
They made it toughness instead.
Because, they have the one that basically gave you improved initiative. The hummingbird was like +4 initiative.
Yeah. What is alertness? Because I have that feat.
Alertness +2 perception, basically.
And that's all. +2 descent.
Next. All right. If you could switch to room 28, please. That's because it sounds like you guys are heading that way. You've got two people, including the healer, saying. There we
go. I'm guessing we're coming in this way.
Yep.
Hey, let's go back to standard marching order, more or less now. Can we move right up there, or do we need to stop further back?
I don't believe you need to... you guys can move up to there, it's fine.
Sure, fantastic.
You may all make a perception check if you wish to.
Yeah, that ain't happening. 13.
Ooh.
20.
Natural 1, 9.
18.
Okay.
I just got a 22.
You guys are lower above 50?
No.
You and you did?
Okay. I got a 13.
I was examining my feet.
You too.
I was examining my feet.
With my ears. You can kind of hear what sounds like the rhythmic beating of a heart in this room. Two demonic statues flank a round dais in the middle of this room. The floor is ancient black and white marble, cracked in a few places. The walls appear to have once been covered in plaster, but most has long since peeled away, exposing well-made stone blocks. On the north end of the dais, a short table holds a number of knives covered in dust. The toppled black iron candlesticks, each 3 feet tall, lay about the floor, as do a few mostly burned-down red candles. The floor around the dais is covered in dripping red wax.
Are any of the candles lit?
Nope. You also notice that your light spell, which usually provides such a cheery white light upon the dungeon, seems to be dimmer and redder than it should be as you enter this room.
I light one of the red candles.
With light?
Okay.
Like a boss. I was more thinking of fire, but sure.
It works. Yep, you light one of the red candles.
It explodes.
Sorry.
It was actually a dynamite.
Man, this candle has terrible light. Want to hold this for a second?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Actually, hang on a tick here. Okay. Mike, make a perception check.
Why me? 26.
That's why.
Because I decided traps aren't fun anymore. This shit's fucking crazy.
This shit is...
Actually, what I say is you were coughing before. There's nothing wrong with you. Now you're walking.
Where the fuck's the trap? There's gotta be a trap. I know... You remember that line? There's a fucking trap somewhere. There's gonna be...
Okay. Well,
I missed the joke.
Go check out that statue.
What statue?
That one right there.
I go look at the statue.
North or south?
Well, it's east and west.
Oh,
that's north.
Sorry. East or
north. All right.
Testing the theory here.
Yeah. No. Make a perception check.
Natural 19 plus 5 is 24.
Okay. Man. I know there's an actual description of the statues here. Just for some reason, it doesn't tell me exactly which one is which.
Just hit it in the head with your flail. Okay. For reals.
It's a statue.
It was moving.
All right. So, yeah, it appears to be a demonic statue. You actually notice that it has a description, or an inscription upon it,
mm-hmm.
which seems to have a name written upon in letters that
spell. Read it out loud. Nothing can Rivenic. Go wrong.
Rivenic? Mm-hmm. I say it out loud.
How? Okay. How? How is it spelled?
R-I-V-E-N-Y-K.
Just in case.
Well, I'm thinking if you can spell it with the letters.
Can't. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'm like, R, I, indigo, violet.
Okay. So, yeah, you see it. And you also notice that it appears to be hollow and fairly easily destroyed if you so desired. Scott, make a spot check.
I was actually thinking, before you continue, that something seems off with this
round. No. It's 18. A spot check. This is happening. You guys took a couple rounds. This is happening now.
Okay.
18.
I should have done what I usually do. Detect magic. It's like, there's something wrong. The light switch source is just dimly. Ding. My mistake.
I'm looking at... Oh, I want to glance at the westernmost statue. Is it moving now, too?
Perception oh, look! The near-death experience made the monk loosen.
14. As far as I know, I'm guessing that.
Mm, it appears to be a statue.
It's a statue.
Can I pick up the statue?
They're fairly large statues.
You try.
It might be at the edge of your strength.
You said hollow?
Yeah. I mean...
He walked in the room, tried to light a candle.
I go over to the, statue
down.
In the west and hit it with my mace.
Okay.
Boom.
Strength check?
What's he doing?
He's just whacking the other statue with his mace.
Oh, sure. I put the...
You should have checked to see what was written on it first, if anything.
I saw it move. Slightly.
Yeah, I saw the other one.
Wouldn't you throw, like, a bomb at it?
So what did you get there?
Need more explosions.
12.
Okay. Michael Beta!
You, destroy the head of it very easily. It's hollow inside.
It's like...
I put the candle down on the dais, and I lift up the statue.
Alright, so you heave, and you're doing your macho man, and you're lifting it.
And then I walk it over to Mike, and I'm like, ooh, I'm a scary statue!
Can I smell anything inside it?
Well safe?
That will be fun. Ooh! 19.
I'm gonna walk up to the dais.
It felt briefly for a moment as if your clothes were trying to strangle you.
Your armor?
Your clothes and armor. At this point...
Must be growing.
At this point, you guys all hear a deep rumbling voice from all directions that says, "Get out or face the wrath of darkness incarnate."
Ah, I throw the statue at him.
And at that point,
it's all around us.
The six knives on the table by the dice load up.
Zoom.
I wanted to go grab the knife to prevent something like this from happening. Although, if they were my backpack, would they just be like, I don't know.
So, who's going to get two knives? 1, 2, 3, 4.
God damn it.
1 and 2 are getting 2 knives.
Yay! Wait.
I drop all my bombs down the back hole.
Read the nameplate first, bro.
I already smacked his head. He doesn't have a nameplate.
Ouch!
I don't like the way that sounds. Our healer just died.
Hey, look, we're using all our healing and going back to the secret room. Thank God we came to explore this way, you jackass.
Hey. That's alright.
Okay, so...
Why? I want an excuse to call him a jackass.
I shoot it.
Why do you need an excuse?
Good point.
Jackass!
Oh my.
I don't like the way you keep saying that. And then rolling all the dice.
Oh my. I'm sorry.
George Takei comes out of the wall.
He's gonna, like, troll it. He's doing it just to troll us. He's gonna be like, by the way, you each take 1 damage.
So the witch is gonna take... 14 points of damage.
Holy shit.
14, you said?
Yes.
They hurt.
I'm guessing you just went.
Oh, yeah.
Devor, the alchemist, can take 8 points of damage.
Are you still standing?
Yep.
Miss. Miss.
They want, did they crit me?
Yeah, they crit you. They almost crit him, too.
Jesus.
I roll, first roll, 19, 18. And they're daggers, so 19
silly is question. Crit. How would it have been able to shoot at him or her? I'm standing over here holding a giant stone statue floating in front of Mike.
A wizard did it.
Okay. Didn't realize you were quite there at the moment.
Oh.
Seeing as you were over there, I kind of assumed that you were...
Better picking up the statue.
More so, I would kind of be at the point when you're that encumbered, you're moving fairly slowly as
that's
well.
That's true.
Right. And these you're things, these things are happening, like, this has only been basically like 3 rounds or 4 rounds or so.
It's you're on your way back to be like, hee 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 hee, and then I was like, stab, stabby stab. We don't have any potions, do we? Then that's...
I like myself.
Can't use
oh, you can't use anyone else?
Extracts, they're for himself only.
Damn. This is an interesting course of events. Do we want to pull a hand of character who's not here and have the Inquisitor heal him, basically?
Yes, let's totally do that. Otherwise, we're stopping for a night.
No, I just get to my feet.
Oh.
You can't.
Heal 9 points.
Not till you're above not till you're above 0.
My dice roll high for better or for worse for you guys.
Boop. I drink my Cure Light Wounds, I guess.
Oh, roll. I was about to roll for you. Go ahead.
Do you... I was actually going to ask you.
The Inquisitor has a free heal for you. Just soak that up.
Witch has a free heal for everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's a
does
free
it cost you for your...
Well, he has to prepare it, so yeah.
I have one prepared.
It's like his spell.
Yeah.
Okay. But either or, it doesn't matter.
If you have a free one for me.
Use the imaginary spell, it's going to be gone.
Well, I mean, in theory, it's not bad for him to hang on to heal. If he falls unconscious, he can't use his own heals.
It's true.
So it's...
Okay.
It's up to you guys, really, ultimately.
It's a D8, isn't it?
Yep.
D8 plus caster level. Up to maximum plus 5.
What?
5 total? So you're at 7?
What?
You're at 7, then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are you guys doing?
Grabbing the knives.
Pass me a cookie.
Out of meat?
Grabbing the two out of Paul.
Okay. What type of cookies?
Oatmeal chocolate chip by the looks of it.
Chocolate chip is all you have to say.
I got fudge.
Fudge.
Packer.
Okay, so you've grabbed the knives.
I did deny it the first time.
They appear to be more or less ordinary daggers. A little bit more ceremonial than you'd expect, but...
can I take a moment to detect magic in this room?
You certainly can.
You're blinded now.
I'm thinking something like that.
Cool, so I grab all those daggers out. Mm-hmm. 6.
You notice that one of them has a jeweled handle.
Ceremonial daggers.
Going right on the party inventory?
That'll work. I'm gonna keep the fancy jewelry one though.
No, cool. You don't particularly. Don't particularly detect any magic here.
At least for now.
On the knives?
So nope. 6.
None of the knives are magic.
You have 5 written down.
Well, I definitely say this to everyone that there's no magic in this room. Can I make an check to figure out what the fuck just happened?
Can I make a knowledge religion check?
Sure. Basically, intelligence check or knowledge religion.
If our arcana, though, that makes any help.
25 knowledge religion. Mm-hmm.
Tell me what I need to roll into or arcana.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Carter.
Yeah.
28.
I smash the altar.
No, you can't. It's a dais.
It's a dais.
Uh-huh.
Let me know what a dais looks like.
It's like a solid stone dais.
It's going to take me a while.
Are you using your weapon for this?
Yeah, it's a flail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flails can break. It's not an indestructible flail.
Moreover, it's not particularly suited for the task of breaking stone, either. You definitely, the first couple blows, you're chipping away at it. It'll take you a very long time, and actually, at that point, make another will save.
Stop being an Artar.
7!
Roll an attack against yourself.
At least I didn't crit myself!
One of your swings goes completely wild, and it swings all the way around and hits you back in the face for earlier damage.
Seriously?
Jesus Christ.
You feel something take control of it.
Max, I just spelled max damage. 13, I think you just knocked yourself out. Way to be an art hard.
I have a minus one.
Yeah. So meanwhile, the people who are thinking what could be in here...
So the guy who chides the monk for doing stupid shit goes and do something stupid.
So you guys think that while one detects magical, if there was, say, some sort of ghostly or spiritual being here, it could be controlling things and moving them around and all that stuff, but not necessarily detect as magic.
I'm going to light the rest of the candle up.
All right. One of them flares up incredibly and burns you.
Fuck, damn.
For 1 point of fire damage.
I continue to smash the statue.
Fuck off, you crazy old bat.
This room is haunted?
Yes.
I think it's time to move on.
At the very least. So you're smashing at the statue, you say?
Sure.
Make a will save?
Because I didn't know what
happened. I'm sorry, so you guys are doing these things, and something just said that there's evil incarnate here and threw knives at you.
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, you're not. All right, you feel something try and get a hold of you for a second, but you fight it off.
You are an asshole. I'm gonna exit the room to the immediate north.
Did I smash the statue more?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much rubble up there.
Oh, good. Okay, I move on then. I had to accomplish my task.
And
I'm like, hey guys, check out that statue.
I'm gonna run through the room really quickly.
They thought it was so tough.
This is why I love playing with Scott.
It's kind of awesome.
I sure showed that statue.
What? Take that rock.
This is where I wish I was like a cleric.
Consecrate each rock.
Consecrate. Turn undead. Start healing random parts of the room.
I'm not sure if that candle's healthy or not, but damn! Dude, hexes, you can heal everything once.
That's what I was doing.
I don't think you can heal objects.
I'm just trying to hit the wraith or whatever it is.
Okay.
I couldn't smell. I guess I don't know. I don't know. Wraiths have smells.
That's perfect. In that order, please roll initiatives.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to do.
Yeah! 21!
Oh
no, 22.
I'm going before you.
That's as high as I can go.
26.
Not enough.
That's one less than the highest I can go. The max I can go is 27. Rolled 19.
This is the max I can go.
I roll the 22.
What's yours, Mike?
27.
27 for Raven. Paul?
22.
Plus 10 initiative is kind of awesome.
I'm right behind him at 26.
I rolled a natural 20 for a 22.
Going the slowest?
Going the slowest.
The highest roll, by the way.
Could have been a 3.
Wow. Not a good night to be down a player.
No?
No.
I want another bridge.
Especially not a good night to exit from a room ill-healed and pop into another fight.
Did you want a drink?
I was thinking about it.
I can get you one.
Grab two random ones. I don't care.
Okay.
You
want
a drink?
Cream soda.
I can get you one for the win. Oh, come on.
I want root beer in it. Is there anyone specifically you want? Or just
no? They all look good.
Okay.
Except for
purple. I'll shake it
purple
up.
Purple drink.
I like grape.
I'm not a big fan of purple drink. Or orange drink.
I'm okay for now.
Cream soda is pretty much where it's at.
Sorry. I apologize as I'm taking a little while more than necessary.
Don't worry, we're preparing ourselves.
As you should be.
I'm ready to shoot something in the face. I'm not sure what it is yet, but damn. I'm going to shoot at something fierce.
Where's yours? Okay. I called him for two random ones.
Oh, you wanted two random ones?
That way he wouldn't have to make a second trip eventually.
I'm gonna
I can go over and grab one later.
Yes.
Just let me know when you want
one.
was like, nice. Yes.
Okay. That's all right.
Because I'm like, I'm getting a drink. You're like, yeah, I get two random ones. Like, you wanted me to have a random one as well. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't get to choose anymore.
Free of choice, my ass.
I'm dumb.
Don't worry, I didn't catch the wall from the ceiling.
Well, time.
Oh. These might flip. Mark. Flip map markers.
Oh.
Especially designed not to leave.
That's what she said.
That's actually really creepy.
Just,
I don't think I want to sit next to you right now.
That just means she's on the pill.
Well, they still believe I'm on
still
the pill,
Paul.
The pill does... What?
What? Well, I guess there are some of those that don't let them have their period at all.
The shot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not the pill.
The shot.
Sorry,
no,
yes,
but there's
right.
I think there's it's a thing that, like, it, there isn't that weak off.
There is.
Because the version of the pill that has constant, like, that doesn't take a week off, has placebos for the week off, so that a woman will remember to stay.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. I thought there was one that
there's,
just didn't
there's
let
injections.
You just can't
sorry,
get
yeah.
enough hormones through the pill to get that. The injection right. does, because yeah. it literally overloads you.
So, as soon as Davor steps that one step to be 20 feet within that next door, it opens up and four zombies lurch out, going, brains.
Evil incarnate, my ass.
Wait,
I thought
okay. So, unfortunately, however, they are, as most zombies are, very, very slow.
Run.
And Raven starts off our initiative.
I was going to say.
Shoot it in the face. Make it bleed.
Prepare to go.
I wouldn't
be
go
safe.
Let me splash damage in the first before you run.
21?
I'll run it in heal.
The other one's not even over 10, so I'm going to assume 21 it
21 will hit, yes.
5 damage.
Yeah, it sticks in it.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Doesn't seem to do much on the whole zombie front thing. Ranger.
I am delaying until after the alchemist.
Very good.
I
guess.
Burn with fire.
I run up there. No.
He runs up to the zombie and starts tanking like a bro.
I run up to the zombies and slap him in the face.
Oh, dude, Tony totally watched the Catacombs in live raids today. That was kind of cool.
I hex one.
Just first they basically were like,
sure.
Hey,
it doesn't really matter.
Guys from Paragon.
Minus two
guys attack the first heroic.
Can you hex other things?
Like, hey, guys from Paragon. Want to fight some bosses live on
Paragon? Can you hex undead?
Like, sure.
No,
they took four bosses from Molten Core. Pull them out.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Points
it's
damage.
Not,
it's a great
really
fight until they're all at the same time.
So, Micah goes,
oh. The first time they wiped pretty good.
Most things seem to
either
jitter you or the witch gives you the evil eye.
And then
this one,
like,
its
hey,
eye is falling out.
Want to fight four bosses from Blackwing Lair?
Sure.
Okay.
More.
There you go.
I throw one of my bombs
from
at that guy.
The first raid.
All right.
After they,
you're throwing it at the guy in the front.
Whittled down and eventually.
Yeah, one of the guys in front.
But like, okay.
There is
you get to fight Death.
Is it a double door?
What? Really?
No, it's a single door.
All day.
Okay, so that one guy.
He just like walks over the bar and just dies instantly.
I guess I should give him minus two his defense if he's throwing bombs at them.
Eh.
If your hex doesn't affect them, it doesn't affect
them. Oh, yeah.
It's mind affecting. They're going to be like,
Oh, sorry.
What up, bro?
14? Yeah, that'll hit.
What up, bro?
So, that one takes 1d6 plus 3. 8. So that one in the door takes 8, and the rest takes splash damage.
How much splash damage?
4.
Oh, but they can reflex from these, right?
Yeah, reflex. The direct hit guy doesn't.
So, and what's the DC?
I believe
it might be your int mod plus 14.
I think it's 10 plus int mod plus level.
So I think that's level or half level.
It's probably half.
Half level, but it is a minimum of 1, isn't it?
No.
That thing it rounds down
because yours is a 14.
Yeah, but I thought with the half stuff, like, it usually
there's a very few exceptions. But for the most part, it's round down. Okay, and
before
that...
still pretty high at level 1.
Yeah. So...
The zombies, they don't have a high reflex.
Okay, you cause some damage to them, but it doesn't light them on fire, does it?
No.
Okay.
At the moment.
It's not, yeah, it's not actual alchemist fire, which could actually be bad for you guys, because then they get...
Flaming zombies.
Because they don't care, they just hit you with their flaming bodies. But yeah, you do a significant amount of damage to them.
Throw a Molotov. Careful, it's a tank.
Daver, is that his
Oh, point? And am I able to do a move back?
Yes, yes, you should be able to.
I'll move back one.
Okay.
Oh, god damn. 11?
It's fire damage, but it doesn't say that it's fiery.
I charged and missed.
Roaster.
Unfortunately, it has this hole in its ribcage right there. Oh, you're using a flail, never mind. It's like, I can't even do something.
You can't even do that. You poked in the wrong spot, dipshit.
It's like, your eye is just so swollen from having hit yourself in the face.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're still at 1 hit point. You're not in good...
I'm at 6.
When did you get healed? You speak louder.
I was at negative 1 hit point, sir.
You're at negative 1. Oh.
You dropped me to negative 1 with that. And then he healed me.
You dropped me to negative 1, dummy.
Yeah, I heard you were at 1 hit point.
No, okay. Minus 1.
He was at negative 1. That's all healed.
You passed my advance.
Did I
back
off? Yeah,
so
he could
give eye contact me with him when there's healing. Okay. So even so, that's
Carter.
Yes.
I'm at 6.
You're at 6.
5, actually, but thanks for giving me a 6.
I'm a 5.
He gave me a free point of healing. Woo!
And now you're at level 0.
Shit.
Have fun being common.
Common. I throw rocks at it. Fuck you, zombie.
Huh.
Is zombie more of a... Do they have DR against Ashley, or...
Yeah, you want to hit...
Roll a knowledge religion check.
Bludgeon you?
I'll roll that for you. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, 21. No, it was...
Yeah, you're pretty sure you want to use slashing weapons against them.
You want to use slashing?
You want to use slashing.
Slashing?
DR5, probably.
Crap. Yes.
Slashing is what you want to use.
What?
Zombies?
Yeah, slashing. Yeah, skeletons.
Skeletons is the best.
Because they have... Flesh you want to cut open.
Yeah. Piercing well, doesn't, the bash doesn't do a whole lot to them.
Well, piercing what? Doesn't, but bludgeoning should.
No. Not really. The dead flesh absorbs most of the blow, and since they don't really feel pain, it doesn't do much for them. Anyway, what is your CMD, Curtis?
17.
Okay.
How are they tumbling?
That's
grappling, probably.
Oh.
Okay. No, actually, he was trying to bull rush him. You can make an attack of opportunity.
I choose not to.
16.
You have plus 2 from charge still?
I think that's only that first attack.
I wasn't counting that.
16 hits anyway.
Okay. It would have been 18 anyway.
I don't think charge lasts on your.
Off! 4 damage.
Someone that got hit.
What's that? Right? 0 damage?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry, 5 damage.
What's that? 0 damage?
Yeah.
It tries to push you back, but then you kind of just go, boom.
Yeah, no, just keep bombing the shit out of him.
And
that goes past DR.
The other ones really can't get past you.
I know.
That's
why I put myself there.
Do I want to run in?
They just kind of stay there for the moment.
Do you think they can attack me around the corner?
Okay. I'm not allowing them to attack around the corner, otherwise I could give them at least 2 more attacks.
Okay.
He's in the doorway. There's no real way around.
There's no way for me to throw a bomb behind?
No, you could certainly try for that.
You could take a long
shoot down. Yeah, one's a critical miss, and the other one's going to be a 20.
Okay.
Let's see if I hit it for real damage. Nope.
All right.
He doesn't want to know if I can heal it.
Yeah.
I heal myself to full.
Beep. You heal yourself to full?
Yep. And I'm moving.
Me too.
It's right here. What?
Okay, moving there. Davor. Now, I should actually say, since you're that close up, you can actually see into the room. Because you actually have light cast on your weapon, right?
On my chest.
On your chest, okay. The room is rather simple, mostly empty. On each of the north, east, west, and west walls hangs a large mirror framed in silver.
Do you know what? Remember what my cantrips are?
Yes.
Your cantrips. Was guidance one of them?
Yes, guidance.
That's a purify.
Yep. Purify food and water, detect magic, and guidance.
Okay. Okay.
People scoffed at me for writing down some of this.
You could be like,
I'm going to throw a bomb at that guy there.
All right.
Kind of figured.
Boom. 13. That'll hit.
He's not in battle.
He's definitely getting cover, though. Makes he's throwing difficult. Past two guys.
Without precise shot?
Yeah. If he had precise shot, it might be a different thing, but there's... Yeah.
Okay, just go to some random place?
Yep. Roll a d8. One is the first one in front of him.
Front of his character?
In front of the zombie.
So it auto-scatters? You're not giving him a chance to roll a hit?
He rolled a hit and missed.
Missed. Oh, okay.
So now it scatters.
I wasn't aware.
Six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So basically, from there, it goes the range distance. So it goes there, basically doesn't hit anything.
Oh, balls.
It moves a range increment in that direction.
What?
So... Well, actually, does it bounce off the wall? 1, 2.
You know what I'm thinking? It's like,
roll a d10.
These guys are like in the undead globetrotters. You like to throw it just for a hoop. The guy goes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oddly enough,
Flask is like spinning on his finger.
It'll just do, it'll just do splash damage, but.
To that one guy?
To the one guy and the two guys in front and beside him, not the Dago guy.
So 4 splash damage, reflex half.
Yep. Because I don't see why it wouldn't have passed off the wall.
That's the nice part about these bombs is, even if you miss, it'll hit somewhere. you might still hit
that,
somewhere.
That's a nice thing for now, until it hits one of us.
That's true. But when you can throw in a room like that, where we're not in that room yet...
Okay, you know, he is.
Well, he's not all
right, Ranger.
Like a hip splash damage.
Assuming you're not doing anything else?
I have... 12?
Ahead.
There we go. 13.
To number one.
He'll actually get passive DR.
And probably kill it. It took 8 damage.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know if it took any splash damage.
How much? 13? So that's like 16 damage to it.
Boop.
Does it turn to dust?
No.
Oh.
Zombies. These are the kind of zombies you want to heal.
Zombies generally don't turn to dust.
Yeah, still they're both undead kind of turns into dust when you kill them.
Yeah.
So you guys probably would think this is, even as level 1 adventures, you might have heard. Maybe a bit odd. That was their turn.
That was
your turn. Anything else you're doing? We're just standing there.
Standing there.
Okay.
Defensive stance.
Yeah, defensive stance.
The
is it a move action to be defensive?
No. You can't actually. You have to take a standard or something.
Okay.
Unless you defeat somewhere.
You could fight defensively.
Well, he would have had to do that beforehand.
Yeah.
Fortunately, zombies have that stupid thing where they can't really move and attack, so
yeah, they get
this guy steps there, and that's about it for their turn. But then you see something interesting. More zombies seem to step out of the mirrors into the room.
Oh, shit.
I've got a brilliant
idea. Does this door open outward toward me, or inward toward the zombies?
Outward toward you.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
Because the zombies burst open themselves.
He's going to shoot past the zombies.
That's weird.
Speaking, you can't see them.
Yeah, at the moment, he's the only one aware.
Yeah.
Would I be able to see? Because I have dark vision.
I'm looking straight over his shoulder.
Make you're from a fair distance away.
I know.
I'll give Scott a perception check to be able to see them.
Oh, okay. Oh, he said make a perception. I was like, oh, sweet. And then he was like, Scott.
12?
I said Scott first. No, I don't think so.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh,
disbelieve the illusion.
Alright, and back to Raven.
5 foot step, full attack.
Boop. Same one in front. Find one that's, I guess, most frontward now.
What number is that?
Actually, the lowest on that one's a 15. Is that 2 hits?
Yeah.
Cool, let's see if I do any damage. Oops. I don't know where that die went. I will find another D somewhere.
I got 2.
Maybe. There you go. 6 and 3. So maybe one.
You do. A small bit of it seems to drop off where your arrow hits.
I did like a one. I knocked off his earlobe. Fuck yeah.
Because I get that.
Guess's turn.
Heal him. Burn one mind.
Burn one of your spells because you already used your hex, right?
3.
I gained 3 hit points.
And die. That's what happens with the hit points.
See, it's not like they're harsh, but there's lots, and they're very difficult to beat down. Which is really the zombie's only hope, because they can only take one action around. Yes, Devor.
I'm not sure if am I able to drink one of my extracts, and...
It'll be a standard action to drink one of your extracts.
Okay, I'll drink Bomber's Eye.
Alright.
What?
You guys are gonna hate me.
We're gonna go to the bathroom for a half hour? Or...
Well played, Carter.
I'd be mad, but that's accurate.
He's gonna try and close the door. He's not gonna have an easy time doing it, but he's gonna try.
Might be easier than against. What was it you're trying to close the door against before?
We get gassed.
Gassed, yeah.
No, I'm gonna. Sorry, I know you just sucked your potion, but yeah, it's my action is I'm gonna be kicking it back and shutting the door on them.
Keep in mind, there's really. I mean, they open the door themselves to get at you guys.
I know. I'm intending to hold it shut while we strategize right. What we're doing.
Okay. Just checking. And it is your turn, so roll a combat thingy maneuver to
A combat thingy maneuver.
Combat maneuver bonus?
Yes. Which is really why I should be putting on Pathfinder as opposed to
11?
We should lure the zombies to that spike room. And it's like falling.
Again, the spike, the floor is a spike, so there's no falling in. It's not like there's a pit.
Oh, there's not a
drop
at all?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No. You slide slowly.
Lead him back there, grab one, whip it onto the spike.
11, you said?
Yeah.
You're not able to do it. Okay. You struggle, but it just kind of goes, and its undead limbs are strong and care nothing.
And I also call out on my turn, there's more coming from within the room.
All right.
Too many, too many!
It might help when you tell from where it's
on your turn.
His character's not intelligent.
I know. He's dumb as... Well, he's not that intelligent.
Intelligence 10.
Make an attack of opportunity.
He's trying to bull rush you, bro.
That would be a 17.
Hits.
Full damage, 14.
What number was that again? 4. Sorry, 14 damage? Just enough.
Like that's good, because that's as much as I can do in a round.
Well, I had also damaged him.
This guy... Okay, these guys are on that space.
Pile of dead bodies.
Like killing the bud.
We're piling
behind
them up.
The pile of dead zombies!
There's a bod and precious.
Okay, so you don't have combat reflexes, do you? And you said your combat maneuver defense was 17?
Correct.
This guy gives you back 5 feet. Oh. And that guy moves there. And these guys move there.
Are those more zombies?
Yep.
Yep.
I can't 5-step around the corner, can I?
Not around the corner, no.
Well, I can move there, I guess.
Can I see past them yet or not?
Oh, yeah, you guys, as they get closer, you can pretty much see there's more zombies in this room.
Damn. Oh. All I can see is more zombies.
Raven.
5 foot step forward, shoot more zombies.
Well,
you're flying as hell.
Okay.
Why are you checking out Paul's fly from under the table?
Actually, because I didn't notice it until he stood up.
One hit, one miss.
Actually, happens from time to time.
The hit does.
Kind of figured.
Don't worry.
A white V8.
I like that this one. Thermo.
8 damage. This time I actually hit it for like 3 points.
Nice.
Probably just shit on her.
Yes, now you take off the whole ear. And a bit of the head and skull.
Fuck that, guys.
It's thermo gear for when I'm running in winter.
Makes sense.
And
thermo underwear? Thermal underwear is good.
No, yeah. It's like pants or shirt.
Long underwear.
Thermal underwear? Thermal underwear is good. Yeah. Alright, guess's turn.
Healing touch? What do I do? Attack opportunity? Or, no.
Touch good. Cast defensively.
No attacks. No attacks opportunity.
Unless it otherwise says.
We looked it up before.
Yes, that was with Evil Eye. This, okay. is actually casting as a spell like ability. It's a thing, right? Can you just check the specific hex, please? I mean, if it says no attacks of opportunity, I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I just want to check. Because there are some that say as specific.
No, you want to check the specific.
Nice part about these things, they probably don't know much of a reflex save.
No,
no. So they're probably not having my splash.
What was the name of the actual X?
Healing.
I only have 2 more bombs, actually.
Because if it says a spelling ability or something, it.
A witch can soothe the wounds of those she touches. This acts as a cure light wound spell using the witch's caster level. Once a creature has benefited from the healing hex, it cannot benefit from it again for 24 hours.
It's
See, the funny thing is, by the wording, cannot benefit from it. These guys aren't benefiting. I can just keep doing this all day.
And for the record, it's supernatural.
Yep.
It says supernatural beside
healing SU.
SU.
All right, that's all I'm looking for. You're good to go.
Okay.
Touch it like a boss.
Undead mowing down machine.
So, that's all I was looking for.
Yeah.
Touch attack?
Yeah, extraordinaries and supernaturals don't provoke.
Also, your gaming room?
I don't make it.
Nice. This is the temporary.
It's a living room, dude.
This is my temporary. This is my living room.
He hasn't finished his basement yet.
Yeah, actually, my basement's getting redone. I'm putting like a sectional in this corner.
Base
and
plus your strength.
Like a gaming area.
For some reason. But,
it didn't work too bad. This is just my.
You
I just moved my kitchen table and doing.
You kind of go like.
You're just bored the other day.
That part's ruining.
Because Jeff.
It's not like Jeff had a day. The weather was so bad, he didn't want everyone to drive over to Arcadia. So hey,
you can find a set back.
You can have it at my place. So
like you can do that if you want. I'm just up to you.
How many people are in Jeff?
I also kind of want to get back in there again.
I mean, if you want to stay there, that's fine.
Me, Carter, Bill, Luke, Quirine.
The thing with his game is that there's like almost 8 or 9 different players,
but no, they're all inconsistent.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's usually just me, Carter, and
me and Scott are the main ones.
Luke and Bill
are pretty good.
Second.
Rob is about as good as Rob is. And then we'll get people like Todd and Sluggo and
Todd still games.
Assuming it's the same Todd. Yeah.
Big guy.
Fairly big, yeah.
Bigger than Scott? Last time I saw Todd, he was bigger than Scott.
I don't know.
Scott's I haven't seen that guy in a few years.
He's about rough, same-ish build.
Then it's probably the same guy.
He used to play Shadow with us, and then he started dating some chick and wasn't allowed to game anymore. Stupid.
No idea. But he seems to be enjoying Pathfinder.
That's good.
Right, so that was guess's turn. Devor. You guys might get through them just bombing them and having you hold them at bay.
I'm gonna
keep stepping out of the mirrors.
I'm gonna attack this guy
that's
right here.
That's why I've been moving forward. I'm hoping to spawn
the mirrors. Plus one attack with my bomber's eye.
Okay, if you hit that, you will murderize them. And potentially hurt your party.
No,
but.
I don't.
Well, at least he's around the door.
11.
Is it touch?
No, I don't think so.
It's a throw weapon.
Okay, that's right. Okay, roll your d8. Let's see where it lands.
No one knows where it will go.
So 1, 2, 3. So it goes 1, 2. Roll a d3.
Actually, he's got a d3.
1, 2. So that went 1, 2. 1, 2. No, wait, you threw it there, right?
Yeah.
So it went 1, 2, 3. Because 20 foot range increment, right?
30 now. Like a fag.
Is it, what, 30 now?
With my bonus, I fall asleep by the family.
Oh, okay. It might have been better if you had been lower. Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
No. If you do that, I'll kick you in the gun.
One, two, three. Okay, so it's out of range, magnet.
Fun though. I'll lift your foot up and kick you in
the
gun.
That's the strangest thing ever.
Bang! No, basically, he threw it. But because it's in a bottle, though, so it won't always break.
It's a sidewinder.
It bounced
at the wall.
That's how I interpret it. It sounds funner that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ranger's turn.
Funner.
He goes back to sleep because he's
I hit the guy in front of him.
Yeah, I suppose that's a good question. How late are we going here?
What? It's 11 o'clock, I think.
I know we're good for now, but just as a general guideline for how late we want to go tonight.
Well, I'm not working out at 6:30 in the morning tomorrow, so I'm okay in that way.
Okay.
I'm fine to go. 18 hits.
Yeah.
Max damage again, 14.
I'm more laying down
because I have a headache. Do you have any anti-headache
medicine? I have ibuprofen, I believe.
Anti-headache medicine.
Well, there's something I can do to help you.
Massage your head.
No, it's going to take a knife to his hand. Can't stab with his hand.
I thought you were going to blame
him. He's doing the house method of pain reduction.
I think that would be the major pain method. Oh, I got shot in the leg. Give me your finger.
With it or you should agree with Paul.
Ah, my finger! Paul.
You're not thinking about the leg, though.
Yep. Well, see, no, I'm just thinking of the one house episode where he was detoxing, and he was going through the pains and stuff in his leg, so he basically broke his hand. He took one of those grinding pestles and just went, bam! And he wasn't thinking about his leg anymore.
It's like major pain.
The major pain way of doing it.
House did it better. House does everything
better. Major pain did it pretty awesome.
Yeah. There's just some other dude. Hey, you want me to make you not worry about that wound?
That leg?
And broke his finger.
Yeah, so he's like, hold off your finger. He grabs by the ring, he's like, now this will take your... Boom! Just turns it sideways. And his finger's all sideways.
Like, just...
it up.
So kind of
No, not backwards. Sideways. He breaks it sideways.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All
right, so...
This is one of my favorite movies actually from them.
Zombies!
You get a 5-foot step back in the doorway after you knock that shit out.
Oh, well.
Sure.
Right now. Oh!
I wasn't thinking of it.
You know, also, keep in mind we have that one house rule, which apparently I keep forgetting myself. Crit threat move.
Oh, did we crit threat something?
No.
I didn't earlier, but...
You crit threat earlier.
When I got knocked down.
So, I mean, up to you. Do you want...
Do knives
it's
do
what cinematic. I would have done. Okay. It's what my character would do. I just
do knives do cinematic movement? You get hit with a knife. Fly back 5 feet.
Attack of opportunity? You may make one.
16.
Hits, and he fails.
10 damage.
Why, you say?
Scum. Alright, and yeah, the other is just...
Brains.
You're gonna see a hand.
Alright, back to Raven.
Oh, I don't see zombies yet, right? I see zombies.
You pretty much see most of the zombies, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, except for the ones you can't see. There are...
That's what I was saying. I can't see past the zombies to the ears. I just see the zombies.
Except the ones I can't see.
Zombie that's right in front.
I'm the person that's made up the word possibly. I work in all sorts of areas. You can't see the zombies you can't see, but you can see the zombies you can't.
8 and 7.
8 and 7 are complete misses.
No, damage. I rolled 20s for...
Oh. Very good.
8 and 7 for damage, so that's like 3 and 2. I just didn't put 5. I put like took off the other ear and put 1 through.
There's
his face.
Still body parts left to the zombie.
Still a few.
Alright, yes.
You want more bomb? Guidance.
Oh, you get just +1?
+1 to your attack roll.
That's +2.
Well, it's only for the one turn though, but I'm pretty sure you're probably gonna be guidancing quite a bit. Guidance system on bombs.
That's what I was like last time I said.
It's my last one.
Like I said, last round was a sidewinder missile. Let's see.
That's like the last one.
Right. Somehow now I've turned.
I'll get
+4 first.
Okay. So then yes, it's Devor is.
All right, throwing my bomb at this guy.
Here.
All right.
Plus four now.
That looks
good. Oh, yeah.
That
looks good.
Roll it.
So everyone takes four. the guy I hit takes four automatically. The rest have reflex saves for half. For zombies, I doubt they can do much of a reflex save.
You boys roll 20.
One of those zombies does some crazy matrix move. You're not really sure if he's playing within the rules.
They start breaking on the thrower. Bang! Bang!
Good job.
Alright, Ranger's turn.
I do enjoy splash damage. am I able to draw my Felshin as a move action?
Yeah.
It might take you two turns to draw it, though. Okay, never mind.
That was pretty lame.
Okay. It took me a second there. But I got your joke.
I got it after he started.
I still don't have. Oh, you guys got that crush pack, didn't you? Or you just got cream soda?
It's crush pack. So okay. Six pack of root beer, cream soda, grape, and orange.
That's an awesome pack.
It was kind of the compromise. I was like, Coke is awesome, and he's like, Diet Coke is awesome, and I'm like, you're high.
I don't know.
I have Coke Zero in the fridge.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say
your stories are made funny.
Our
story style.
You know, Canadian success.
Ranger,
if you want
what are you doing?
I am delaying until something moves into the... I am readying an action to attack anything that steps into the square directly in front of me.
I step to the square directly beside him.
Guess walks into the room.
Yeah.
Whoopoo!
There's like three zombie corpses there. There's
all
one.
Pies.
You're stepping on the other one.
You're standing one. There's three in front of you.
You know what the best part of that is? We can loot the bodies.
And that's
not really a whole lot of value that you can see. None of that time. Anyway, totally take
care. Could have been like really rich people.
That means we have to gut them. We can't see the treasure.
Crit threat.
It's a crit threat, but it's a zombie. I'm pretty sure zombies still cannot be actual critted. However,
still crit immune.
If for some reason you want to move it,
because in a fourth,
I deal seven damage to it and
one
move
number
it back.
In fourth, they changed it to they were weak to crits.
What?
Yeah. In fourth edition, they became
number three. And I whack it so hard it basically backs up the 5 foot. They moved in and I whacked it and it backed right up.
Okay. We'll just have that guy step there and the other zombies.
We are zombies.
Zombies can't do much. Raven.
Exactly what I did last turn. Go. Miss. 12?
Yeah, 12 hits.
The other one's not high enough.
They're not really wearing... They don't seem to have any weapons.
Five.
It has an extra hairstyle accessory. I mean, just five. Yeah.
Should I guidance him since he has two attacks?
Guidance only works for one attack. While I make.
Then you.
Because you have a higher strength.
Power attack? I'd be guidancing him so he can power attack.
Mm-hmm. That's not my idea.
I guess it's my turn?
Yeah, it is your turn.
Five step up.
Correction, I don't have power attack.
Okay.
That's my character from the other game.
You're a really bad barbarian. No power attack?
I'm a tank. I'm here to soak damage, not deal it.
Barbarian? Which feast do you have?
Barbarian.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
I just five
steps.
So that's all I can do.
Yeah, guidance him anyway. All right. Curtis, you are guidance anyway.
Dodge. And?
Davor's turn.
I'll just come here and ready an action too. If he gets pushed aside, I'll attack the zombie.
Okay, so if zombie enters square.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Very good. Ranger, you are guidanced. You are locked and loaded.
Watch him roll. That 18. Damn. And it takes 9 damage.
I remember that was funny when you were calling out a
flip still or number?
Roll one.
Four.
One. Roll one.
My
one.
Every time I call goes, he'd be like, fuck you. I'd be like, dude, it's a
d20. And then it's going to try and do the same thing? Or no?
Zombies can't really learn. They can't really learn. I've been rolling random to choose, are they fed up and just start attacking you, or do they still try and get out and hit the other ones? They're still trying to get out, so get your attack opportunity.
They're still mentally handicapped.
One? Okay.
See, delayed.
Not enough to push you past.
Let Falchion Boy through.
He'll it's actually Raven's turn.
He'll get it for real damage.
For real, real, not for play, play?
Not for play, play. Missing a hit. Oh, that'll actually do damage. 7, so it takes 2 more likely.
7 to 1 in front?
Mm-hmm. Whole I skewer its eye like one of those little cocktail olives.
See what I get next level?
Damage reduction. It's amazing! Guess it's yeah.
It's second level?
I'm taking a kit called the Invulnerable Rager. At level 2, I get damage reduction equal to half my level.
Does that only apply to Rangers? So, that apply
no, all the time.
What's the trade-off?
I lose Uncanny Dodge.
Probably Fast Movement.
And, no.
Well, the Uncanny Dodge, and they're probably in the improved
Guess his turn?
Yeah, Uncanny Dodge.
Basically, you can be flying yeah. now.
Disguising yeah. again? Okay.
I don't really have much other options.
Davor's turn?
Guidance.
Same thing. If he gets pushed back already in action to attack a zombie.
Yeah, right. Replaces Uncanny Dodge, Improved Uncanny Dodge, and regular damage reduction. At third level, I can basically choose either hot or cold, and I'm treated as always having Endure Elements.
Do you actually have to choose for that?
Yeah, I have to choose hot or cold. So I either have to choose, I'm used to hot climates or cold climates. Okay. If I choose hot, I get Endure Elements and 1 point of Fire or Cold Resist for every 3 levels beyond third. That replaces Trap Sense.
Wow, clearly I didn't read that before. I thought you just basically got your invulnerability stuff.
No, well, the invulnerability is the ability I get at second level.
Yeah.
And then the extreme endurance
and
is
And then
at
you get, level. He'll get like 6 points of fire.
I think when I just looked at extreme endurance, I just saw endure elements and skipped the rest, apparently. It's your turn and you're still guidance again?
Yeah, like level 18, you'll have 6 fire resistance.
Well, for the rest of this attack, you're pretty much going to be guidance.
It's pretty cool.
Natural 19, cool. Which is a crit threat.
You got it.
7 points of damage, and I move him 5 feet at a diagonal.
Okay, mm-hmm. Groovy. Zombies.
It rushes forward and tries to push you. Roar!
Type opportunity.
You couldn't do that and move on the same turn.
Bull rush is special, because it's kind of the whole, it can be...
I hit him for 5 points.
You mean 0?
No, I need 5 before damage reduction.
So 0. And you feel its squishy, rotting skin press up against you, but no strength behind it.
It's trying to hit on me.
It's right up in you.
Zombies. Well, to be fair, it's a zombie. It's probably like wet-ish.
Raven? Mike?
Yeah, that's the same thing I did last time. Hey, got hit with 1. 4. 7. 2 damage again. I skewered the other eyeball.
It's a different zombie now.
I skewer the left eyeball.
Alright. Yes, same thing.
Yep.
Okay. Devor.
Kind of an auto cast.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's not very exciting, but it's more beneficial for you guys.
1 autoplay. We're doing this the safest way possible.
Sorry.
No, this is good.
You don't mess around with zombies.
So, that said, so far in this combat, we've dropped 4 zombies,
to be fair,
hurt 4 more, and not one person in the party has taken a point of fucking damage yet.
To be fair, if you have like that alchemist fire and acid and stuff to hurl if you want to.
It's true.
I thought he was going to want to examine it, but sure.
He's an alchemist. He knows how to make alchemist fire.
He'd be like, oh, how quaint.
Hey, look, we don't need flaming zombies at the moment.
It's true.
But, hey, look, it's like bombs, but not
okay,
good.
Sorry.
Throw the bomb down.
Yeah, Rage's turn, then.
Do we have a... What is it? Pipe bomb?
Beep, beep, pipe bomb?
Pipe bomb from fucking Left 4 Dead.
12 hits, right?
Yes, 12 hits.
With their zombies, 4, they move too slow. They'll, like, shamble, like, halfway there, and it'll blow up the big...
All right.
No attack.
Nope, they still want to bull rush you.
That reminds me of an old encounter.
I will play the stupid
really old campaign we played.
I hit him.
Zombies in 3.5.
For 11 damage.
Move to turn.
Nice.
We fought as a...
Or standard ash.
One or the other. So the zombie vulture took 8 turns to get into combat. Then I killed.
Killed him.
Immediately by allies. 1 hits. For max damage. Take three.
Four, pardon me.
Yeah. The pile keeps growing.
There's only five there.
Private pile. Oh, that's all. Guess.
Bing.
What is your major malfunction, boy?
If you want, you guys go in there.
Fuck that.
I don't trust.
We're going for the achievement in this fight. Achievement unlocked. Zero damage.
Woo!
We didn't get the achievement in the last room. We got achievement unlocked. Fucking retards.
Woo! I'm not getting that one. I'm just kidding.
You wrecked his statue.
I was outside the room and I got dropped.
Extreme boredom.
Search the room and pulverize it too. So yes, auto.
I attack the gazebo.
Yep. Rager.
I hit it for 9.
Who's up front there? No. Actually, speaking of which, I'm assuming you're going to bank that and do your raid action thing?
Yeah.
I swing at nothing.
I'll allow it.
I'm good.
I swing at the air.
You know, the last one dropped a while ago.
He's just beating on that big pile of four dead zombies.
Die, you bastards! I think they're dead.
9 damages, right?
Last time I did it, I scared a baby.
Yes. This one slams you. Or at least tries to. It fails. It does the squishy thing again.
Eh.
Raven's turn.
I swear these zombies are hitting on me.
It hits you with the arm that has all the bones broken.
So
it
takes out. It just says, it gets hit twice. One for negligible damage. Negligible, pardon me. The other for 3. Well, 7, 8 beyond 3 on DR.
Now there's 5 there.
There's 5 zombies left? Christ.
No. Oh. Pile 5 zombies.
5. Pile 5. Gotcha.
Too bad none of them work.
Achievement unlocked. Jenga.
Alright.
So a confused ball.
It's a rather big clock.
they can make them any size.
Right, so.
Yeah, check out the one that
Bridget it moved up.
Has. It's pretty huge.
Hit, didn't die. Auto?
Yeah.
Ready to action for anything entering the square. Hit for 6 damage.
This one, these two still haven't been damaged a whole lot.
I know.
It's a slugfest.
I know.
Really?
Grind fest.
Is it trying to hit me or is it gonna bull rush?
Grind.
It's gonna try a bull rush.
Yay!
It's a damn
I hit it again! I hit it for max damage. 14.
Nice. No, this one is not undamaged very much anymore. Raven.
You knocked the chin off.
I didn't move him though?
No.
I didn't.
I'm just like,
They need a roll pretty high.
It takes 2 hits. 2 hits, both for 3. So 6 damage, well, that's beyond DR. I'm assuming 5.
This is what I see. You're like,
no. You know what's funny? All my dice were the same. Both D20s rolled 17.
Okay, there's one zombie left if you want to take your turn to move past me and...
I don't need some sort of, like, zombie rot.
He's going to, like, walk in there and as soon as he gets in, the zombie's going to be like,
let's not get sloppy. Let's just keep doing what we're doing.
The street.
Let's not get sloppy and one of us turn into a zombie here. Let's just finish this last zombie off.
Hey, guys.
Well, I guess it's turn first up anyway.
I was kind of thinking, for supper tonight, instead of trail rations, how about we have brains?
I just felt some reason. My skin gray? I don't know what you're talking about.
You look dead.
It's clammy down here.
My skin's gonna lose some pallor. We're in the dungeon. We don't see the sunlight at all. I don't know why I haven't been moving and attacking the same round lately.
It's cold and clammy.
What's a round?
Like I was saying, brains. I mean, no, it wasn't what I was saying at all. Brains.
I'll take the watch when the wizard's
resting. Brains.
Hey, sorry, yeah, guess. What were you doing?
Just massaging
auto?
My head.
Davor? Auto or doing something?
Auto.
Holding.
Ready to action.
Zombie pile steps in there and gets whacked. Maybe.
You know, you should like put your, you should put yourself on
the tab. 2 max damage, so...
I am. I go to the top of the initial order, right? So I go immediately after the zombies move. So. Did you hit the damage? 12.
It tries to slam you. This one also has a broken arm now.
Now? I don't like the way he said Is that like, ooh, more zombies walk out of the mirrors?
That's
ooh.
What I was thinking.
You see something shifting in the pile beneath where the current zombie is standing.
The zombies are going to start to get back up.
Where did I put all my orcs?
They're in front of your screen.
I can't see in front of the screen.
God damn.
Yeah, you need to get more light in here. It's the only downside.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Every time I roll a dice, I'm like...
It seems okay to me.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
Yeah.
Well,
the DM is the worst. For the rest of us, it's okay.
Yes, sorry, Ravens.
Something. I could probably just put a better light, you know, more powerful light.
Missed twice, and it didn't matter because both damage numbers were twos.
Guess's turn.
Bing.
Okay, Davor's turn.
I can't do anything other than the same thing I was doing.
Rager?
Crit thread it for 6 damage, and I move it 5 feet over here.
6 damage?
What would you do? Because it should trip his ready to action to hit it.
Oh, so, yeah, I guess.
It's a shift. Well, it's heated ready to action.
To hit something that went in the square.
I don't like moving through that diagonal, though.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, but it's my action, right?
It's all cinematic.
So I whack him.
I know, but
like, wrap my heavy flail around behind him.
Okay, no,
pull
no.
him out.
I'm saying the thing is, if they can do that, they would have been doing that already.
Well, they can't with me standing there like a brick wall, but if I'm moving him, I'm kind of going to the edge of my 5-foot square to move him over there.
Okay, in that case, I'll allow it, yeah. Yeah, get your right action.
He was thinking it was he crits you and pulls you in.
None of them have crit him, so I don't think it's
16?
16 will hit.
Oh, thank God, you're doing slashing damage.
Yay!
3 and 4, 7 plus...
7 plus 4...
11.
11 nice. Points of non-damage reduced damage.
Whee!
Lork.
Start hitting them hard.
Hit someone!
I'm thinking that you're like, every time you're like, don't touch it.
Start healing them.
Alright. Zombies turned in, yes?
As far as I don't know.
And we're all like, yeah!
Look at that.
Good thing you're. Maybe you should have kept beating up that pile.
You get attack of opportunities, and this one stands up, and another one starts rigging.
Yeah. I swing and hit it for 6.
All right.
The problem is the one that's underneath his feet.
6. It appears almost completely undamaged by your previous attacks as it rises up.
Oh,
son of a bitch!
Fudge baggers.
Can I do like an intelligence to try to
figure out this? Can I knowledge this jazz?
You can certainly attempt to.
What knowledge?
Can I intimidate it?
Religion, 21.
Or
I don't have. I don't have
arcana.
Religion.
Yeah, arcana.
Monks no longer have arcana.
They get history and religion, which is.
I got it. 28.
21.
Okay. You guys. Can't recall a specific undead that's able to do this. Usually it's because of a necromancer standing by or otherwise powerful artifact of some sort that's able to do that.
My, oh my, what could possibly be doing something for these zombies?
Would I know something that could, like, pacify it?
Generally destroying most artifacts works easily enough.
Let's buy the artifact like purify
possibly
the mirror that they stepped out of.
Possibly wing. If you were able to say,
I don't know, let me reflect on what we know.
Possibly maybe if you had holy water or something really divine to hold the zombies down, that might work. Otherwise maybe just dispel magic some sort on the zombies might do the trick.
So we kind of need to fight our way into the
back
room.
Back to Raven.
Can I see the mirrors at the back?
You can see mirrors in the room.
Pew pew.
Break shit. Well, is any other objects in the room?
Right now you just see the one mirror that's on that opposite wall from you.
So it's just the mirror, there's no other objects in the room?
That's all you can see.
That's all you can see.
It's an object. You're in the back. I know. That's why I was asking if there's any other objects in the room.
Make a will save?
No. No.
What's that?
10 cuts it. No. I rolled a 3.
Alright, as you look directly at the mirror, you're able to see your own reflection.
Awesome.
But your skin is rotting and peeling. Your hair falling out in clumps. Your eyes, black, shrunken orbs.
I'm a zombie.
You're a death knight.
And
say it.
You are absolutely horrified at this and just cannot seem to bring yourself to move or complete your action. Perception checks? Actually, no, not really. You guys are all staring at the zombies. Perception checks to those two in the back. You kind of have your hands full of the zombies. Wow.
I can't see it.
Now, I'm more so saying if 14. You notice him. 14? Yeah, we'll give it to you. Yeah, you can notice that the monk with the bow hasn't shot any arrows this turn, and has just white as a sheet, and is just kind of stock still.
I look like I'm ready to join the clan.
No, you don't look like a zombie. Your reflection in the mirror does.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
That's what I was getting at. Looking white as a sheet.
Okay.
Even I caught that joke.
It wasn't a very funny
joke. It was
joke.
Lame.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be.
Guess his turn. So you have...
Am I intelligent enough to realize... Yes, I am. I wonder, could I hex the one in front of me? See if it helped.
The cure light wounds?
Yeah.
The one that's unconscious? Or
the one that's on my under my... The one they pulled in?
might delay it further from regenerating. You don't think a simple cure light wounds would halt the process entirely, though. Because it's not like yours is any particularly holy or anything. It would just delay the amount of time.
I still do it, then.
Okay. Roll the amount.
2.
And, yeah, okay. And what number is that one? Curtis, can you see the number on the goblin?
1.
Alright.
Damn, like in his bomb, it bounced to a meter.
Okay. Guess Devor.
I put orders to the barbarian in front of me. Move your fat ass out of the way.
Am I able to, like, just, like, cut these ones that are by our feet to pieces? Like that one? Like, cut its head off, or...
Yeah, you're certainly able to do that.
Slices in twain
de gras.
Like, coup de grace, so it can't come back to life again?
Well, you don't know about that. You can at least decapitate
it. I'll decapitate it, anyway.
Okay. Roll your damage.
What damage?
As if he had rolled a critical hit.
On a falchion.
Or... And yeah, you're not taking attacks of opportunity or anything.
10, 18.
18? It's quite cut to ribbons.
You see, Chef?
Alright. Devor Rager.
Attack the one in front of me. For 6 damage. You mean 1? I don't know that for sure.
Alright, zombies. You notice the one that you're standing on start to wiggle and move back to life.
But that's not using.
No.
There's ones underneath where.
Yeah.
He's where.
He was hit. The one underneath me is the one she hexed.
I thought you guys were hexing that one there.
No, he hexed the one.
That's the one that's getting decapitated.
Chopped up the one in the corner.
Sorry, you want to hex that one then?
I thought it was reversed order.
In, for my knowledge, you guys are doing that both against that one. Is that incorrect?
That was where I was attacking you.
Yeah, yes, we both are now.
Okay.
Okay. I thought you were hexing the one under.
I wanted us to split ours up.
Yes.
Like,
I'm standing on.
Exactly.
You hexing it, if you miss, worst case scenario, you poke me in the leg and I feel better. Yeah. If he's true to drawing and misses, whoa, looks like I ain't dating women.
You're in elf, you don't really do that anyways. You date that sage in town, you fag. The old guy.
It misses fairly horribly trying to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
The one... Well, actually, the one from you can still flourish. Which, apparently it does, even though it's really not the best.
Do they get an attack opportunity?
Yes, you do.
He takes 9 damage.
9 damage?
Mm-hmm. Bitches don't know about Necronomicon.
Alright. Okay. However... but you're there. Still, this is getting really crowded. He basically pushes you out there. And, yeah, this is tricky, tricky. Zombies on the floor biting your ankles, and that guy will stand up.
Kill it with fire.
Alright. Back to Raven.
Am I still, like, freaked out by the mirror?
Yeah, kind of. Never mind, back to guess.
That's kind of what I was like.
I'll heal the one that just bull rushed in.
Alright, make your touch attack.
Boat.
I hit.
Alright.
8 damage. Or heal.
8 damage. Just
8 potion face. Suck it, bitch. Yep. Suck it, Trebek.
Too well.
I saw that one when I was playing LOL. We won. And the one guy goes, good game. Suck it, Trebek.
Dave.
Didn't I?
Dave. Oh, that guy that's right in front of me.
Alright.
Today when I was playing, I played Jungle Trinier. He was 14? Awesome. I killed the Jungle Warwick twice.
Uh-huh.
The second time, I was using the King Trinier skin. The second time I killed him, I'm like, Warwick, just get out of the fucking jungle. Can't you tell I'm the king of the jungle?
Oh.
Look at the crowd. And then he got pissy, and then the next couple times he died, he started, like, ragging on me. I was like, Mufasa. Ranger.
Mufasa.
He got pretty mad. I don't know why.
Would you allow me to attempt a bull rush on the standing zombie in the room?
Yeah.
What do I roll for that?
Your combat maneuver. It's going to get its attack of opportunity first.
Of course.
Which will miss.
Yep. 19.
That's your total?
Yeah.
Alright. You're able to move it 10 feet.
You move with it right up.
Yes. Yeah. And make a will save as you enter the room filled with mirrors.
19!
Sweet.
You're looking devilishly handsome in those mirrors.
For an elf.
Thank God. I was worried about that because my will save is 1.
Mine's 7.
I was like,
I
better roll higher, I'm fucked.
I rolled it.
Walk into the room with mirrors.
Zombies slowly get up.
Chomp.
Chomp.
I keep missing on my hide armor for 10 minutes. I'm like, this is taking too long. I wish I could crit myself in the head again.
That would be funny if you crit yourself in the head.
Right. That being said...
I've been, like, dead.
No. Let's see. Who's still up here?
Do I get an attack of opportunity with this guy trying to stand
plus
up?
8.
What's your con? Sorry, I'm just for some reason there's
negative 13. Full of them?
What's your full? You were full.
Like, with the regular hit, I dropped myself to negative 1.
Oh, yes. Sorry, there's
but you did max damage.
There's a new one that's just starting to move there.
If you did max damage on both rolls.
Yeah, Curtis, you can get attack of opportunity as that guy stands up. And do you have a weapon out?
I'm always done my three attack.
Okay, you two can both get attack damage. Opportunity.
The quarter step, can you? Oh, yeah, I can actually. What is that? 11?
13?
I got 12.
Okay, you guys both hit.
I need a D6, please.
9 damage.
Sorry.
3.
9 damage. Now that you have the slash weapon in there, it's looking pretty good for him. He could have been tanking.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then the one zombie gets his attack on Curtis. Mm-hmm. And it works out for now. Not trying to bull rush him. No, still misses.
I'm not barring its exit from the room anymore. I wouldn't see why it would bull rush me.
Raven is still kind of like, guess.
I can heal fail a will save, fag.
Yep.
You still run in health.
14.
Come on, actually.
That's good.
That's
good. Oh.
6.
I'd rather fail a will save.
Not a whole lot left of it. Daymore.
Daymore.
Slash.
Oh. 14? Yes, type 14, yeah.
2. 9.
It's down.
Again.
Wait, where?
I've never grinding experience here.
T.
1 experience. 2 experience. 3.
Yeah, doesn't work like that.
It's like Castlevania, the zombie rooms. You walk around and you just kill zombies one end to the other and then you turn around and keep killing.
I know it doesn't work that way.
Rager.
Whack, whack.
Whack, whack.
Oh, I thought you were trying to hit me.
14!
Yeah. You're hitting the one that you charged, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Damage? Oh, 14 damage.
Yeah, 14 damage. Whack!
Kablonk. 4 there.
Okay.
So you did the same. My damage.
No, because mine gets subtracted.
No, no, but you can basically hurt him 9.
Yeah.
Yes, as you enter the room, you're actually able to see that in the mirrors as well. There's something more. You see other people reflected in the image of the room that aren't in the room. 8 of them. It's not terribly hard to figure out that the images are of the 8 zombies, but the mirror shows them while they were alive. And the figures seem to be very sad.
Yeah. All right. Saved your will. Wait.
Nah.
Way to fill. Way to botch your will saves, faggots.
Okay. And zombies turns. They have a nice meal flanked. I think they'll both attack it.
Of course. And still both miss.
One of them actually hits.
What?
Dude, plus 2 to hit. That's significant.
I like rolled above a 10 with them finally.
I'm taking damage. That wasn't part of the deal.
Take 5 points of damage.
Oh, that's not good.
Zombies hit hard when they actually hit. No new zombies rising this turn. Raven.
Come on!
Yes.
I know.
God damn, how fucking stuck in this? This is.
I walk onto the one square right where I am and try to heal it around that corner there.
You're trying to heal.
Okay. Trying to heal to heal him.
No, not allowed. Sorry. I don't like hard corners like that. Again, it's the same thing. I'm doing it both ways.
But it's not like he's actually swinging a weapon or anything. He's.
And there's nothing either way. I understand penalties.
But I mean, even so, it's like just with the zombie, they're just trying to slam you with a hand or something like that.
Yeah.
Just suck it all up right, let's, and not care.
Let's say here's a hard corner. Mike is now at a hard corner to me. Because he's literally in a bad spot. For me to be able to hit him properly, I don't think I could. I'm not get leverage. For me to touch him.
I'm 2 feet away. Pulse 5.
Yeah.
Okay, it's...
That'd be like me trying to...
All I want to be is consistent. Do we want a rule that you can attack around hard corners?
No.
I agree with you that hard... Like, actual attacks around hard corners shouldn't work. But
I'm going to make a blanket ruling on this, because...
Because I'd rather him go in there than me.
That's kind of what I was thinking anyways.
I'll ready the action to smack the zombie in front of me. Because I can't hex him again.
Alright, just keep curves. Davor. teeth are powder.
Actually, no, I'll guidance him, sorry.
Guidance him? Okay.
Eleven.
Plus one.
Guidance!
Just enough.
Wee-hoo!
It actually helps. I guess if I cast enough times, it's going to help.
Nice. Alright. It is still up and standing, but half of it's missing. Rager.
Whack the one in front of me again. It's kind of what I do. Max damage!
Drops.
Yeah, it's down.
For now.
And then I 5 foot step ahead of me.
Okay.
Eagle eyes.
Zombies. It'll attack nearest target. It'll miss nearest target.
Shocking.
Guess.
Oh god, fucking damn it. Guess what I'm doing on my turn.
Who says this has a duration?
I know. I never said it did have a duration. I'm like, oh god.
Oh,
man.
Giant's him again.
Alright. Davor.
Attack?
Seriously, somebody has to have noticed the monk has just been, like, not doing
anything. Someone did notice the monk. And it's reasonable, you guys, there have been arrows, but they've had more pressing matters, to be fair. It's like
13.
13? It's down.
I was putting out half damage while we were
doing all
damage.
Yeah, it hits.
13?
Okay, maybe not half.
Hey, it's a falchion. There's no reason why
you're putting out
damage. Let's put out at least a third.
9, it's down.
At least.
The second.
Ranger.
Goodbye, mirror.
Roll your damage.
8 damage.
It smashes. Right. Guess his turn.
Guidance.
Okay. Davor.
Coup de grace, one set my feet.
Alright. Roll your damage.
Coup de grace the shit out of it.
Sixteen.
Oh, that's number four. Or that's number. What number is it? I don't think it'll matter too much.
Stop!
Imagine you're
coming back alive.
You guys should destroy these mirrors.
Yeah. On my turn, I'm next destroying the mirror on the far wall. So if that's the one keeping the monk enthralled, hopefully he snaps out of it.
Yeah, Rage's turn. Fail,
save throw.
Rage, it's your turn now. Roll your damage. I don't think you can.
9.
Yeah. Alright. You snap out of it.
As you see Ranger slam your zombie self and then the mirror shatters.
Okay.
The funny part is you see him sitting very sad looking.
Another one there starts moving.
No, I'll kick a zombie in the mirror. I'm thinking the reason it's the other way around now is because the people that were in the room are now zombies.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand and look pretty.
Alright, yes.
Kind of like I've been doing for the last
time. Anything in the one in front of me?
Nothing changes.
It's the one's wriggling on the ground.
The one right in front of me? Like, I'm not in that square.
No, this guy here.
The one that just appeared on the map in front of him, yeah.
Okay, guidance him then.
Okay, Daymore?
Does really?
I'll attack the guy down. It's wriggling.
Coup de grace.
No, it's prone. He's not helpless.
So what do we...
Roll a normal attack. You pretty much can't.
That hit. Is
only use feathers to AC.
Or potential crit, but you can't crit those guys.
You can't crit them. So you can move it if you want. It really doesn't matter. You do mega damage to it. And Razor destroys the last mirror, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Well, damage just in case. Yeah.
Well, do you want to know my damage? Or?
Would 5 damage have not broken the mirror?
It doesn't really matter, because as Ranger breaks the last mirror, they turn into dust.
Oh,
God, that took a long fucking time.
Hey, guys.
But you know what? We did that very smart.
Hey, guys.
Except for when he went...
I think I deserve a bigger share of the party treasure, because I just earned 21 years of bad luck.
Quote.
Super quotes.
Well, here's the thing. No, you don't, because you have 21 years of bad luck, because it's food.
Oh, sorry, Matlock. You don't get it.
You're shit out of luck on that part, buddy.
You make a very persuasive argument. However, to help you get started on your life with bad luck, don't get any more than the standard share part of the what bad luck.
Hey guys, I think I deserve a bigger share of the treasure. Shall I just earn 21 years of bad luck? Roger, Rager. After breaking three mirrors.
I didn't know the Greek.
Okay. I have a quote on there. It's you somewhere.
Yeah, you had the first one.
What was the first quote?
My goal? To be the least gay archer.
Legolas, man. That guy's a fag.
Okay. Right. Combat.
Need another drink?
Sufficiently over.
Scott?
I'm okay with that, though.
Search the room.
Carter?
I could use a drink.
Okay.
Something from your pack, please.
Orange drank. Purple drank.
Mike?
No, I'm good.
Oddly enough.
Two randoms and one for me.
Sure. Can I? Orange drink. Purple drink.
It's kind of.
Is it whichever one rolls higher? Okay. Right. So, yes. Your search modifier?
Plus 9. Somebody assist me. Go.
Plus 8. I'll assist.
Successful. I will carefully walk over these bodies.
They're dust. They're not bodies anymore. They're dust.
Okay. Among the dust, you find that there is still a medallion of 3 large gold discs that bear the image of a charging stag that seems to be valuable.
I'll do a praise on it.
Dunka.
Do you want to roll my appraise check? Or?
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, it's a 9. Thank you. I have a 9 mod.
For purchasing beverages for tonight.
Apparently there was some left in the battle. Okay. You figure it's worth around 80 or so gold pieces.
Write that down on the party loot.
Sorry.
Medallion worth 80 gold-ish.
3 of them?
8. Didn't you say 8 or so?
80
or so.
Oh, 80 or so.
80.
But how many did we have?
1. 1 medallion with 3 discs on it.
Oh, okay. I wonder if it's magical.
So, detect magic, Paul.
I detect magic.
It is not magical. So the shards on the floor are starting to fade with magic.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. What do I see in the room?
The room itself is, yeah, pretty much mostly empty, besides of the now shards of glass on the floor.
Alright, no more juice.
Let's go to the next room.
I could use some healing before we go to the next room.
Yeah, I forgot about that, sorry.
It's okay.
4. All my healing's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe we should camp for the night.
You guys aren't in the greatest of shape. It's kind of the thing that me and Scott were facing last night as well. It's like, you're facing these challenges that weren't necessarily designed for a party of your size.
Yeah.
Because we only had 3 people.
Let's go back to the secret room, spend a night, come back.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Concur.
Making sure to run hella fast.
How's the room?
And I'm going to run through there. Yeah. Consecrate. No way. I'm not level
60. Call it a fag as I walk through the room. Run through the room.
Oh, someone's antagonizing it. Make a reflex check.
Run through, you're a fag!
It's like, I was going to roll randomly.
Not 2018. Nope, 19.
19, okay. Something scoot out to try and trip you as you try to run through the room, but you're able to avoid it.
Bang! I run through that room with my ears plugged, my eyes shut, going, blah, 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 blah.
Eyes shut? You're running,
running through that room.
You know that thing that almost tripped me?
Yeah. I'm tempted. Is someone keeping an eye out for you?
I'm at the back of the party, for what it's worth. It's true.
Well, it pulled it out for you, so.
There you go.
Like I said, it was going to roll randomly, but then you insulted it, so. That kind of set its mind
there.
So you guys are back, resting?
Secret room.
Okay.
You want to hex me, since you still got it for the day for me?
What are you down by, 1 hit point?
5.
He never got fully healed for the day.
And you didn't do mine either.
I've been at half for a day.
There, 9.
9 points?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good.
Want to do mine?
Oh, you got her too?
Well, it's
not at full. He's not at full, basically.
No, I'm at full.
Yeah, you may as well top everybody off with the hexes if you can.
Of course.
And actually, don't you have one spell left?
Nope. I burnt both
of them. Both of them are Curtis.
Oh, that's right. I missed that.
I've been the champion of dealing damage to myself today.
That was hilarious, though. You whacked the altar, make a little save. Oh, no. Okay, hit yourself.
Quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself.
But it hurts okay.
That's so good. Right.
So, you guys are back in your sanctum soul.
Yeah, spend the night resting. I'll roll a heal check for this douchebag. Hey, look, that's a 23. Get 2 hit points instead of 1.
Yay!
What does that put you at?
10?
Out of 13 or something?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Allow me to do a quick calculation.
No, excuse me.
Not really? Natural level?
Oh. you guys have gone through 9 CR 1/2 so far. So
plus a big trap.
450 experience, but that's still not enough to level you guys right now.
Shit.
But you are at 1,550. Getting close.
1,550, yeah, that's pretty nice for me.
If you guys want to write it down.
Should we?
Up to you guys, really.
I'm not really going to care. You'll tell us when we level up. Just don't get
you. I'm sure you have it there, so.
Yeah. I kind of don't need to write it down because you were. So let's spend the night and then go kill more stuff tomorrow.
Okay. Same stuff?
Grinds your deal? Haunting room?
Yeah, I guess.
Same watches.
I'll pitch in for a watch tonight because I'm not injured.
Okay.
Yay, shorter watches.
Who's taking first watch?
Scorpion.
Who's taking Scorpion second
took
watch?
The last watch last time, didn't
it? I'm taking the last watch this time, so it'll be okay. Scorpion.
I'll go before the Scorpion.
Okay, so I was thinking last watch Scorpion because then I'll have all my spells. 8 hours.
Doesn't really matter with your Scorpion, though.
It has to wake me up.
Well,
yes.
You can't wake anyone else up.
Well, but even so, you haven't prepared your spells for the day, so it doesn't.
It doesn't really
matter.
You're
still. If it wakes you up, you're still haven't had your fully.
But the hexes would work.
His hexes don't work. Stop working.
Yeah. No, I mean his hexes would refresh.
I guess. But they refresh regardless.
In theory,
of
though, since it's a 24-hour period, I should almost wait until after complete rest.
That's what we're doing.
We fudge things a bit. But
yeah. At any rate,
more so, it should be if you caught in the middle of the night, the hexes haven't refreshed quite yet, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
it's 8 hours of sleep to prepare to get all that.
Yes, but hexes say 24 hours specifically, but we fudge things a little bit.
Yeah, it is actually true.
So I just fudge it to after if you're in the middle, if you get caught in your camp, you don't have your hexes that you've already cast that have the 24-hour duration, which basically is just a healing at the moment. So, So what watch are you taking then?
First, last, Scorpion's in the middle, and then somebody else if they want to be in there too.
Okay. And somebody else if they want to be there. Alright. Any particular, are you trying to disable the door again or anything like that?
Sure.
What's your modifier?
Like 6.
Six.
Okay.
Alright.
You don't think it's disabled.
I think you did a shit job tonight.
I'm feeling really low on myself this time because last time you seemed to be able to open it very easily.
That's because I'm a big barbarian.
It's true. Don't blame yourself. Blame the hulking fellow over there.
The hulking massive faggotry. I mean,
okay.
Faggotry.
Be nice!
Alright, you guys want to flip back to that room?
Which room?
Yeah, let's go all the way back to this fucking one.
Why would you be going ahead? I said flip back to the room you're resting in.
Oh.
That's why I took my dice off.
Because, during Curtis's watch, the Ranger's watch, I should say, something happened. How is it this? You haven't refreshed your hexes yet.
Not my hexes.
Your spells aren't prepared either, so you can't cast them.
Okay. I don't know what you're asking for, but
so you have to go.
You have to go high hide in the corner.
Yeah, your spells will be back, but unprepared.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to make sure I have them. So when we're done this, I can actually do something.
So during almost the beginning of the last watch of the night, you start hearing a scratching at the door again.
Christ.
Oh, I listen at the door to see if I can determine how many are there.
Sounds very similar to last time.
Yeah, I'll open the door and just kill it.
There's going to be like 20 this time.
Possibly.
Just to fuck with you.
Possibly.
That's what I do.
Before you do that, put your armor on.
I'm on watch. Oh. I don't do watch without my armor. What would be the point? That'd be kind of like I'm going to code on my computer without my glasses. I can't see anything, but fuck it, I'll do it anyway.
It'd be more comfortable watching without your armor on.
Yeah, the door is even easier to open this time. Roll your initiative.
You gently nudge the door, it flies open.
25.
I'm not the robe, okay, guys? Just an alchemist.
Okay. Now, if you want me to set it up as a bomb above the door...
If you want me to, like, set up the whole, like, you know, bucket over the door, and so when they open it, the bucket will fall and make them wet?
I'm good at that one. Except it's acid.
I learned that one from Thistletop. That was the Goblin Tribe I lived with.
The funny part is, okay. One of my campaigns, they had to go there.
Thistletop?
And there's a goblin, just they killed them all. Yeah. You remember that?
That's right.
Okay.
That's where you got the seagull.
The Pathfinder campaign. Yeah, I was a cleric. With the awesome seagull.
Right, there's a seagull at you.
So, Ranger goes first. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Does an 18 hit?
18 hits.
6 damage.
Wow, you basically knock it out.
I know.
Yeah. Boop! Make a perception check.
Plus 5 is 14.
14? Okay. They're not being very stealthy. And you can see some creatures walking down the hallway towards you. All appear to be orcs and whatnot.
Orcs and whatnot.
I close the door.
The baby didn't attack them.
Apparently not.
The baby was scratching at the door.
I knock up the baby, close the door.
Okay.
And then I'll try and disable the mice untrained.
You can't.
It's true. So make a random check of a d20 to see what exactly you do.
17! I don't know what I do, but I do it pretty good.
And you, like, shove you close some raw stuff at the cracks. You think that keeps door closed.
I'm awesome. And then, unfortunately, I start waking these guys up.
Okay.
As quietly as possible. Like
round one, who are you waking up?
Who's closest to me? Alchemist, looks like. I wake him up.
Shh. Roll initiative.
Okay, so I don't have my armor on, I assume?
Nope. I don't wear armor. I'm kind of happy about that.
13.
At this point right now. Wake up in the middle of the night. Shit. I've got armor.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm so you kind of don't wear armor. And yeah, you're still just going to be getting there like, what's up, guys? Quarter staff.
Perception checks, you two?
Phone's ringing.
17 plus 8.
Nat 20.
Yes.
17. Both of you guys can hear
phone ringing.
The sounds of heavy footsteps heading towards the door, and you think that they're probably right outside, having run down towards you guys. Then you're gonna wake up the other two party members, are you not? Probably. Yeah. Roll missions, you do?
Nat 20 plus 10.
I'm a 9.
30. We're gonna roll 20s during your combat.
Nine, four, guess.
sure you save that.
It's like a pretty bunk amount of initiative right there.
Did you roll the 20? I rolled a 1.
I rolled a nat 20. Well, there you go. All sides of the spectrum. Paul rolls a 1 because he knows if he gets up anyways, he's not really doing anything. He's like,
I could hack these things out.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. They're not mindless zombies. God. For a change.
It's like, hey, it's scratching baby. Ah, fuck it.
What do they do when they come across the scratching baby lying
it's
on
like,
the ground?
It's like, oh, look, worse.
It's outsiders, so they more or less disappear. They don't really leave a corpse.
Oh, did it go below 0? Because when they get knocked unconscious, they don't go back to their plane.
If you just open
this, I'm assuming you guys let them bleed to death, really.
If you didn't,
you guys haven't said anything about stabilizing.
Or coup de grace. Yeah, we're not going to
stabilize. Unless you guys say, I was thinking, assuming you let them die.
I was thinking it was at 0 for some reason.
Assuming we walk very heavy and walk over.
Yeah, we're not very light footed. Crunch. Oops.
In any event, seeing as the door is now disabled, and...
I'm disabled!
I'm disabled!
It's the only thing I can keep there.
Move them up, please. Have one orc opening the door, and the other... You guys are all standing, pretty much.
Oh, drawn.
I'll let you guys... were just woken up this turn. I'm letting you stand.
Okay.
Be happy I'm letting you stand.
Okay.
Put the two goblins up front. They might be.
Are you an idiot? Like fucking mentally handicapped or something?
Put one orc at the door and two goblins, one on each side of it.
Jesus.
I thought it was funny.
It's like we're dealing with this character in real life.
Alright, so, back to adrenaline-pumping combat. Alright, they were going to attack people.
Because he's standing in front of the door. Yeah.
You should text Tyler.
What do they do? They kick our ass?
Tell him to call Nelson.
What does he need to call Nelson for?
Is Nelson up? Is his date?
Yeah.
He doesn't work tonight. That's what I was wondering.
What does he need to call Nelson for?
Never mind.
Oh god, what's going on?
Don't worry about it.
You have a bunch of company over?
Yeah. Why? Because?
The three quarters of the party who speak orc can hear one of them commanding the goblins to go in. And there's a shriek of no back, and they said, go in or we'll punch your heads in ourselves. And. So one goblin will run in and get an attack of opportunity from.
Roger!
Roger.
Does a 16 hit him?
Ooh, that's just on the dot.
He takes max damage, 14 points.
Wow.
I'm guessing he ain't living through that.
So, pull the goblin on my right off the table, because he just doesn't make it.
Oh, darn.
You rolled max damage on a goblin. Go back so
sad. Our 24-hour effects haven't reset yet, right?
What? What 24-hour sets?
Perfect Strike. It's a 24-hour effect, like just like balls.
Oh, I see. Have you used Perfect Strike?
No, I have. No, I didn't use it yesterday.
Yes.
That brings up a very valid question.
Of?
I hate to sound like a mid-maxing mushroom. Munchkin. No offense.
Why would I take offense to that?
I didn't use any rage yesterday. If I use my rage in this combat, and then the rest that's of the night, do I refresh it?
That's exactly
I know that that's really munchkinly. And what? As a DM, I would be annoyed by the question, but that's I would be
for
remiss.
The number of times that this should happen, I will allow it to be considered a separate day.
There we go. That's what I was asking. I was like, I was thinking exactly, can I blow my one perfect strike through this combat?
For the number of times I expect this to happen, I don't think it'll be big enough to.
Alright.
Because the whole purpose of the rest is to be refreshed in the morning.
Exactly.
So in theory, if you guys are resting, you'll be at a weak enough state that you'll need those bonuses. So I guess, yeah, technically you haven't had your hit points back yet.
Nope, sure haven't. Well, I have actually, because I
was at full before.
We'll see if these guys actually do enough damage to threaten you.
The only one that should not be having recovered any is Curtis. Curtis will still be at 10 instead of 12.
Instead of 10.
Oh, perfect. Okay. The other goblin will go in, move to the direct left of Rager, and try and shiv you.
Tries to shiv.
Oh, and succeeds in shiving you.
With a prison shiv.
And you get tetanus.
The toothbrush has hurt.
Well, you have a brush in the mouth.
Of course. 2 points. So, you're at 6 now, aren't you?
Yes. But I'm about to go up to 8.
In a couple more minutes.
Weird
how that works. It's like, come on, just go away for 10 minutes and we'll fight you then. Okay, and then...
I more meant I was going to rage.
Oh, I see. One orc will go in and fight... No, not that one. He opened the door. One orc will go in and fight Rager. The other one will go in and attack... Who's... There's a half-orc. Half-orcs are a decent challenge. So... you won't be flat-footed.
Message received.
The heck?
I'm not wearing my armor.
Oh! No, that's still at 18. And 18 still hits you.
Yes, so you don't mind.
No, I'm still with Ranger here. I'm resolving his attack first. Ouch. This is not good.
Am I down?
You're down. that is 9 points of damage.
Wow.
Oh. So you're at minus 3.
With no heals for you, bro.
In theory, you still have one Inquisitor heal you have to get left.
Sure.
By an act of God. Fuck was that? You made a touch attack through the fabric of space.
9 points for the alchemist.
What the fuck are they wielding?
Falchions.
Christ.
Jesus.
And
one point
starting with Raven.
Draw my weapon. Use a perfect strike on the goblin.
I mean, in theory, these guys shouldn't take more than 1-2 hits to deal with, but they'll get their hits into themselves.
Does 19 hit?
Yep.
7 damage to the goblin.
Yeah.
Oh. One thing, as soon as I can flurry,
Rager.
Yeah.
Which one?
What are you
talking about? I'm at -3 hit points.
Oh,
I'm rolling stabilization. Nat 20.
Thought you were a half.
I should heal a point.
Nope. Don't believe so.
Well, what were you thinking? What were you like?
Half orcs can stay standing for a round.
No, what I was saying with flurry of blows.
Oh, I was getting. You know how I have the history of giving people a turn when they shouldn't have a turn?
Oh.
Like, that was more so to myself. Okay, so you're stable?
I had a 30 initiative, trust me, I'm good.
I rolled a natural 20 on my stabilization check. I'm good.
Horde!
I move one of them 5 feet, because I
freaking have
my
stabilization.
No, you have a low initiative.
But how did the Horde move?
Because, I suppose we kind of assumed during that conversation that you spent your turn waking up the other remaining two party members that were sleeping.
Oh, okay.
That was the assumption, is that you guys used your turns to wake them up. Meanwhile, the Horde used their turns to move into the room and attack you guys.
But how did the Archer...
Does that mean I'm alliance?
The Archer
rolled
a very high
initiative.
So the Archer...
Oh. I rolled a
natural. But if I was spending my turn waking him up...
Yeah, you spent your turn too.
Now, this is round 3.
But in this world, the Horde are uninteresting.
Round 2, okay. He had no action and he spent a round waking him up.
Oh,
round 3, his initiative is high, he went first.
Oh, okay.
Their turn. One orc steps to...
How did he have an action? I didn't.
You have a low initiative as well, and you were waking up
it's
last.
It's turn 3. Very beginning of turn 3. I go first. I have a 30 initiative. You go last.
Okay. Wait, who gets to go first?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Where have we got?
Blood is still with us in spirit.
Where are orcs going?
Steps on the unconscious body of Rager to attack the archer. Which is...
You mean he's going to step over here? Because he steps on Rager, he can't attack me.
Oh, are you...
I'm behind...
one space.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Sorry, I can't quite see. So yeah, he'll step
5, 10. Well, he's gonna unless he does a big circle around, he's gonna provoke from the.
Yeah, he'll provoke. He thinks he's hot stuff. He just took down Rager.
He sure did, though. That was pretty funny.
So he provokes attack for me.
Yep.
Yep.
Bash him good.
Bastard. Is that a one?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's see. 16.
That damn goblin has shivved me.
yeah,
I would have only been at negative one.
Sorry. Yep, that'll hit. So hits.
8.
8 points.
I just thought that you use a falchion. This.
He's bleeding, but then he foams and goes, "Rawr, still alive!"
Fucking barbarian.
Not really, he's just an orc.
No.
What number is he?
Not really, he's just an orc.
3.
Okay.
I don't need armor.
He swings at you, and then he falls down, bleeding to the floor.
He was at 0. What a tard.
Yeah.
He could have been in the minus, because he was half orc.
It's not true. Oh, it's true.
Orcs and half orcs get that. Half orc and half orc.
the other one.
He's full on orc. You got 2 left, not other one. You've got other 2.
Other 2. Yes, he'll try his attack on the alchemist again.
But you're wary to his tricks.
Oh wait, you don't have armor, do you?
Not as wary to his tricks. I have, yeah, 12.
Well, yeah, he'll hit that.
Damn that.
He'll tap that.
I hit that.
Put some angry god.
Oh, not nice. That'll be 8 points.
8?
Boop. Nope, 7.
You're still down.
No, because I'm an orc!
Yeah, he does the same thing that the other one just did.
He stays up for like a turn?
Kinda.
So I'm at -7.
Basically, he's staying up for
a turn
and then
you
fall down. 7 damage here, -6, actually. And the other one will run up to attack the archer.
Standing on the dead body? Sure.
And he'll trip over the dead body and miss you.
Sweet.
Davor.
Hit him, right. I guess.
Attacking the guy that hit me. And I'll miss.
No, you're not.
Boop. Yep, pretty much. We'll give you a free...
Why didn't you use your turn to suck back that Cure Light thing you made?
He did once already.
He did that already.
He didn't make 2 of them.
Oh.
Because this isn't a new day and I hadn't made my new...
Why did I think you didn't use it?
Because you're targeted.
Maybe.
He used it in the...
Yeah, I think we had that debate before and he said he was using it.
That's first. Right, yeah.
And then at the end of the day, he talked him off. Okay.
Yeah. They basically took it.
Yes, his turn.
Have fun. This is going to be fun. Has either of these guys taken damage yet?
Not really, no.
Okay, just double checking.
I don't think my hexes are gonna help.
Curse AC or negative attacks, one or the other. You may as well.
I think I'm just hitting them.
Not the worst idea, but up to you.
You only have a +1 to hit.
Do something. That's all that matters.
What's yours to hit?
+2 if I use flurry, +4 otherwise.
Party wipe by random encounter.
No. Go! Fine.
Yeah, because now you'll start flurrying and you'll just like, take them down on your turn.
Let's hope so. Watch me roll 2 nat ones. I'm like,
well, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna come for you.
I'm gonna make it see him. Stand here so you can fly straight over and get flying through.
Not a bad plan. Flurry with melee attacks, I do just as much damage right now.
It's true.
I don't have composite bow.
Well, flurry with blinking will pretty much do the same damage at any point.
But I'll get well, no, not just give me a damage boost, but I get a bonus to hit.
No, nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Even more so since it's negative
AC. Yeah, he's good for the rest of the combat. Negative AC.
Sweet.
Ranger bleeds.
Four.
Oh, yes. Ranger snoozes.
Yeah.
He's
tired.
Quad.
Is the horse swung again?
Yeah.
Before I do?
Horde just finished the round and now they're going again.
Oh, yes, yes, sorry.
I think you misread Rager again.
Yep.
5 foot stab, flurry. I was like, Paul's last on the initiative. I'm first.
For some reason you were talking, so I assumed it was your turn.
Silly me.
18 and 19. Plus bonuses, I'm pretty sure I just smacked the fuck out of him twice.
Yep, yes you did.
Let's hope not for minimum damage. That's a 15 total.
Yep. He's down.
Boop.
I was hoping he wasn't gonna stay out there.
He didn't.
Because I was like, he's
if he does, 5 foot step flanks the witch. Chop, chop.
It's not gonna say he's not gonna do that.
Okay. You can get attack of opportunity as it rushes past you to attack the monk.
Hit it and crit it.
So I have a 12, that's it.
Yeah, not enough. And neither is its attack on you. Oh. Which is turn.
I should probably roll.
Oh, yes, yes. Now you're stabilization.
So, how do you do the stabilization?
What's your negative hit point value right now?
Roll a con check.
So, I have to get, like, basically my con's 14, so I'd have to roll a 14 minus
your constitution bonus. And roll a d20 plus your constitution modifier. Yeah. The DC to hit is 10 plus your negative hit points.
Oh, okay. 16.
You're at negative 16. Whatever, there you go. 16.
Yeah, I'm still bleeding.
So, take point of damage.
5 foot step, negative AC.
You
5 foot stepping and negative ACing it.
I'm not even gonna roll for it.
And then all 5 foot step and flurry.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
14 plus 5 on each. 19s are gonna smack it around like a bitch.
He's down.
Oh yeah, that's 14 damage.
And I'll help stabilize him.
You can thank me later.
Do you have stabilize or do you just roll heal check?
I have to use heal checks, I think.
I'll use a heal check as well.
I'm pretty sure I don't have stable.
Hey, look, that's a 16 on the heal check. So. You're totally stable.
There you go. So. You guys can finish your rest now.
Inquisitor heal on somebody. Who's more negatively dead?
Alchemist.
Do it on the alchemist then.
7 points, you're at zero.
Raw. Oh, I guess I'll make a heal check on the alchemist.
We did heal checks already.
Not on the alchemist, though, just on Curtis.
Oh, yes. So you're at negative one now.
21 on the heal, he's good. You get 2 hit points instead of 1.
Use up 2.
Just make 2 cure light potions in the morning.
That's true, I don't. Well, actually, am I even able to do that?
Why not?
Yeah, you can prepare them both.
Of my 5 choice, I can make 2 of the same one?
Yeah. It's like preparing spells. Yeah. Alright, day starts, people's like
yes,
dead.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to call the game here, it's almost 1 o'clock.
Alright.
That's enough for one night. Yeah, we'll get to finishing off the healing, and stuff.
I think
you guys might be considering doing more, and let's head back to towns occasionally.
Maybe? I don't know, this wasn't all together.
Well, one of the problems is, while we're going back up to town, we run into something.
On the way out.
Which is just as equally...
like realistically, the
like,
only
honestly,
we're going...
this room is really safe. We're kind of happy that we found it. Now, by really safe, I mean obviously except for the orcs and the babies keep trying to kill them.
Like, realistically, there's not much more benefit we get by going to town other than that...
The reroll.
We get the reroll. Like, it's not like we get full hit points or anything.
I mean, your rest is safe. Because, I mean, yes, going back,
it's going to possibly occur chances of encounters.
But, I mean, at the same time, exploring any part of them is going to have a chance.
If
this
way,
you don't have the additional
actually, like,
chance.
Heal too full.
Yes, that's what you were saying.
I mean, in this way, you guys are still... exposing yourselves either way, really. And simply put, staying in one spot is more or less kind of increases the chance as opposed to going through areas which you know are fairly cleared at the moment. I mean, it's not like something's going to move in within that half hour.
Is this yours? Or Curtis's?
Mine. Paul's, maybe? Or Curtis's, I guess.
Mine's
blue?
Yeah, these are Curtis's as well, I assume?
Mine's purple.
That's actually thinking you can go by the... cougars up there. Friendly now.
Alright. Good game. Not the most exciting combat, but...
Yeah, it's too bad we had to burn so much time on the fucking zombies.
I don't think there's
there's a way against that.
Had we had more slashing weapons, it would have been quicker.
Slashing weapons, yes. But that's...
And by more bombs.
Well, bombs certainly fucking help.
You guys, if you didn't have the bombs, I'm pretty sure you would have just hit the point where one falls, another rises, one falls, another rises, one falls, another rises.
Alright. So we spend successive rounds rousing the monk.
So would those mirrors have continuously kept rising them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're just going to hand them back?
Well, I don't know where to stick them.
Even after I chopped them up and stuff, they would still come back?
You brought them. I don't know where you
went. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. I didn't have
them. Pass them to Curtis, and Curtis could put them wherever he kept them, because I have no idea where he put them. Yeah. I thought you passed them back to
him. I'm hanging on to the ones you guys don't have yet.
Ah. No, I thought you passed them out to me again.
No, so I put them as your character sheet last time.
Fantabulous.
Not mine.
Clipboarded out the road.
Alright.
Have to reorganize this before Friday.
We'll do it.
Close!
That's good. The most important question about this. Did we ding?
The extra heals. Everything we'd be kind of set tomorrow.
Damage reduction, never mind.
And extra DPS.
You guys got. Second. 5. You guys just got an additional. 225.
So the answer is no.
So, next couple fights you guys should level.
Cool.
Which should be roughly appropriate.
Then I become feral.
I guess, do you need us help moving your table back and stuff?
No.
New company policy, wake everybody up in the event of any arousal in the night. Fucking goddamn.
Well, see.
All it was a little cat creature, and you were sure to get the baby.
Here's the one thing about these random encounters and stuff. Because there's so much stuff already packed in here, I'm rolling them probably rarer than Monty says, basically. But, I mean, that's just, there's stuff. But, I mean, another thing is that I just kind of have to figure them. It has to almost be areas that you guys have almost kind of cleared already, because otherwise there's something that's already there. So it's... Because I rolled
that's fine, early on,
and I'm like, where is a good spot to put that in?
Oh.
Right after one of those... Actually, the thing is, if you hadn't opened the door right then, you would have caught them fighting it when they came down that way.
Yeah. No, but I'm just thinking, moving forward, if everybody's awake, then in the event of a scenario like that, we don't get caught where we burn an entire round of combat while they get to move in and hit us.
My concern was there was no point in interrupting everybody's rest and getting into initiative order and everything for
baby thing.
One baby.
I mean, it's a good point, but I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a random encounter. Stuff happened. Mm-hmm. Can't always prepare for this unexpected. I don't know. I think it worked out well.
Yeah, unexpected.
So does Burb still want to...
I haven't asked him yet.
Burb's want his response to your text.
You guys are just having him over.
He wanted to know if you were finished.
Now.
The Yorkton Gamer Guild would like to give a special thanks to Monty Cook and DungeonAday.com for designing this awesome adventure. We'd also like to take a moment to thank Paizo Publishing for designing the Pathfinder system.